You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
All right, check it out. Here are my dates. You guys are always asking me, where are you going to be playing? When are you coming to my town? Dude, when are you coming back to Jersey, man? When are you coming back to the Maryland? And well, here you go. Here are my dates. So get a pen and a piece of paper and jot it down. October 10th, 11th, 12th, Magoobie's Joke House in Maryland. Love that club, too. And then I'm back October 24th at the Revel Casino, brand new casino, Atlantic City. I'm doing an hour show, one show only. That's a fucking good time, so get your tickets for that. October 25th, 26th, Comedy Works, Albany. October 31st, Funny Bone, Sacra. Where is it? Syracuse. That's the 31st through the 3rd. That's a long one. That's up in Syracuse. I think that's a new club, the Funny Bone in Syracuse, October 31st to November 3rd. November 7th, 8th, 9th, I'm in Toronto, Canada for the Dark Comedy Festival, T-Dot, baby. December 6th, Side Splitters, all the way to December 8th in Tampa. Tampa, I love Tampa. December 27th, Comedy Shop, Blackstone, I don't know what the fuck that is. It's fucked. My wife fucked up on this one. So she's going to have to fix it. But that's enough. You get it. Go to RobertKellyLive.com right now. If I didn't mention your town, it might be up on my website. If not, email me the club you want me to come to, and I will make sure my agent is on it. So there you go. All right, check it out. This is the intro for, what's the name of it, Chris? Inspirato. This is a great show. I had some of my favorite people on this one. We had Monroe. It's just hilarious. Great guy. We had Big J, one of the best. Paul Verzies. It's fucking two of them. And Chris, the new intern / Kelly / serial killer. It was awesome. Great time. You're going to enjoy this one. Really funny, interesting. Some good perspective on the business. So that's it. So I hope you enjoy it. The Inspirato podcast. And make sure you keep donating. You guys who do donate constantly, we love you. Thank you so much. All that money goes back into the show. And support our sponsors. We have Amazon.com link on riotcast.com/Robert Kelly. Go to our page on Riotcast, the YKWD page. And if you buy anything on the internet, use that link, Amazon link. Make it your homepage, bookmark it. And we make cash, Gamefly.com, Netflix of gaming. If you're a video gamer, use our code. Go to our website on Gamefly.com. Gamefly.com/YKWD. 2 weeks free trial. There you go. So make sure you go there. And also, one of my favorites, and I got to go there tonight. I got to get more headphones. TweakedAudio.com has some of the most inexpensive, really great headphones out there. You can go there for a cheap price, get some good headphones, different colors, different styles, mic, non-mic, mic'd, and for a cheap price. And it gets even better because if you use the code word, what? Dude. You get 33% off. That's right, 33% off and free shipping. Okay, so they hooked up all you guys. All my listeners get a great deal at tweakedaudio.com. Make sure you go and get your headphones there now.
Hey, gang, this is Colin Quinn.
This is Jim Norton.
This is Dennis Leary.
This is Opie from A Lot of Things.
This is Burt Kreischer.
Stan Cook, and you are listening to Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
Ippy bippy baya, ippy bippy boo. Dippy dippy daya, yabba dabba doo.
Dude!
This is Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
All right, here we go. What?
That's
the waving cat.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the fucking waving cat. yeah, we're start broadcasting. Start recording. I don't even know if this shit's going to work.
That's fucking crazy, dude. That guitar is great, man.
What, the Riotcast guitar?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who did that?
The Riotcast people.
Bob, we're doing the ads again?
Yeah, we're doing ads. We got to do everything.
Are you the Riotcast people?
Yeah.
It's you.
It's me and Rob, yeah.
But I'm saying, you are like a part. It's not...
Yeah, I own half the network. Which, whatever that means.
You're brilliant, dude. That's what it fucking means.
Why is that...
You're smart, dude.
Well, look, man.
You know what's fucking... All bullshit aside, like, what's like awesome about you is, like, since I've known you...
Yeah.
Which has been about 12 fucking years now.
Maybe
like,
long,
you fucking... You're just a fucking doer, dude. Like, that's very... It's an impressive quality that I don't possess, man. It sucks. Like, it's... self-fixable, and that's how shitty and lazy I am. I don't even fix it.
You should be. Yeah, but I also like this shit.
You had websites, man. Like, the first road trip I ever took with you, you were showing me your website, and like, before you saw this a bunch. I mean, it's obviously right. A bunch of shit's changed now, but you had like your graphic. You'd walk out on top of your website name, you'd grab the ball and like throw it in the thing, and that would open up a new page. And it was like,
that's dope.
I had websites before website. Ben Bailey said Bob Kelly's website's more famous than him. I had a web. I love nerds. I love fucking nerds. I love dudes who are like fucking class 5 nerds who can just, you know, all right, dude, let me just say yes when this thing comes on your computer screen.
But were you one of those?
And then all of a sudden there's a thing comes up on your computer and you say yes, and you can see him just moving around your mouse and taking over your shit. And
was that a character trait of you? Like, were you always into like trying to figure out like techie shit? Was that always your deal? Were you like the first guy? 2 VCRs trying to record movies.
I believe it or not, like, I think it's from, and this is a weird segue. I don't even, there's Verzi. He's going to be paying. The fucking traffic on the 50, huh? I'm out. I'm fucking out, dude. I live in fucking Westchester. It's only 20 minutes away. But I mean, sometimes it can be an hour and a half, but you know what? I made it in 14 minutes the other day. No traffic with the spaceship.
You know what's so great about you, Bill, and Paul Verzi is that all you guys do an impression of each other that sounds like an impression of either one of you, but it's just like
DeRosa too.
But just like Lewis.
Yeah.
No, see, I don't do DeRosa. That's not my voice for DeRosa. My DeRosa voice is different. But like it's like Lewis when Lewis does his own voice. Like, you know what I mean? You'll talk to Lewis and they'll be like, hey guys. He's like doing his impression. He's like doing the impression of us doing an impression of him.
He did an impression of you.
Hey guys.
So Lewis does his own Lewis voice, but he doesn't have to do it. But hearing you or Bill, like, always talk about the other one, it's just like, you guys do an actual voice, but it's the same voice that I would do if I was doing you.
I know. Hey, Verz. What the fuck, man? Fucking traffic. Dude, it takes me from door to fucking
Monroe.
Door is 14 minutes from North Salem.
10.
No traffic. Spaceship with fucking a time machine. I'm fucking... it's fucking awesome, dude. I got a backyard with fucking ticks and fucking Lyme disease and deers and shit.
You got a backyard now?
Oh, I got a big one.
Really?
Yeah, I got over an acre of land, man. I heard the coyotes fucking howling last night.
That's you good. Sold out, motherfucker. You an adult.
Yeah.
You an adult. How old are you, Paul?
34.
I got your water right here, Paul.
Oh, cool. Thanks, man. Yeah, 34, man.
Fucking big old house.
Backyard.
Big old house.
Big no backyard. Too,
no.
You live in a where do you live? You live in an apartment?
I rented a small house, and then half of it got taken away.
And Sandy.
By God.
But is it a private? It's private? It's like a...
No, it's my wife's mother owns it. She moved to Columbia, so we just took it over, basically.
Oh, but you're not... Oh, okay, but it's a private house.
I don't own it.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Well, yeah, so it's private. Yeah, it's like it's a private house, but...
You guys on, like, the downstairs, some shit?
I used to stay in the downstairs, like, a little apartment. I kind of had my shit set up down there, and that's gone. It doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, no?
My stuff or the basement.
There's no more basement.
I mean, there's a structure of what a basement is, but there's no outside of it. I should say there's an outside of it. There's no inside of it. And the outside of it's pretty fucked up.
Mildew and shit. Like all that. Like,
yeah, wasn't that shit covered?
No, it's all gutted.
Yeah, oh.
But that was covered, right? Like.
But this is not, none of my, like...
Because he doesn't own it.
Gotcha, okay.
Yeah. Shit with it.
So I just got a couple bucks from FEMA for all my shit that I own. And then My car.
Well, you lost like clothes. Like you lost like.
I lost all my clothes. Yeah, car.
Clothes.
You lost three Pantera shirts, one pair of short jeans, and a chain wallet with some mittens. That's all you lost.
Yeah, did you lose the mittens? Because I haven't seen you with the fingerless gloves.
It's summertime, buddy.
It's fun. You know what's funny is when I host sometimes, when I'm hosting over at the stand or whatever, and a lot of times Jay will close out the show when he's in town. And I always know when I host and bring up Jay, when I say hi to Jay, uh-huh. Jay says hi, you know, gives a pound, and looks at my shirt. You know, he's looking for ammunition because if I come with something crazy, he's just going to do it. So I was like, you know what, man, fuck that. If he says this, I'm going to try to say, I'm going to say something about his gloves. And he goes on stage, and I'm looking, and he didn't have the fucking gloves. And I was like, fuck, man, he doesn't have the cutoff gloves. I don't even have anything. Can't even say anything.
I was smart with those gloves. I own those gloves, like... In my eye, you know what I mean? Like by owning them, like I'm saying, like I just owned it. Like more times on the stage, I go, what do you think is going on here? I go, I'm a 35 year old man wearing knuckle gloves. Like, I've clearly just committed to a look.
There's the thing, you actually named them knuckle gloves. It's not a knuckle glove. It's a fucking mitten with no fingers.
It's fingerless.
It's a
gloves.
It's a cigarette mitten for women.
You've come a long way, baby. I thought it was a cooking like fucking. You know, hobo dinner gloves, almost.
I just saw the homeless guys wear them. That's what I thought. Yeah.
So you can still hold money.
That's Chris, everybody.
Chris.
Hey, guys. All right, I'm sorry for being a little discombobulated. We're going to do this video shit, but stupid Luis Gomez used this computer, and somehow his Twitter is the only feed that works. So when I send out the new Ustream, we have the camera over here. These are all tests. We're going to have two cameras going at once, one facing me, one facing down there. We're trying to get the video feed up here, and these are all tests that we're doing. And stupid Gomez actually... I have to tweet out through his shit.
Look through his private messages?
No.
Why not?
You should tweet, I like big black dicks.
All right, well.
Yeah, we have Lewis's Twitter open?
Yeah, fucking do it.
Why are we not doing that? I can think of 1,000 funny Lewis things. Are you asking him first? Don't be that guy. Don't be that guy. Come on, Bobby. What happened to you, dude? You used to commit to an evil gig. Come on. Stop it.
All right, I'm going to send it out. I'm sending out a tweet right now.
What did he
say? All right, let's go. Let's think about it. We got five people in this room. Let's think.
I don't know if it's... We're going to see if it's logged in, okay? It might not be logged in.
I bet you're going to log it
out for him. No, I swear to God. If it's logged in, we'll read everything, all his shit, okay? I guarantee you, I will fucking do as evil as you want, okay? But
Can I read it in his voice?
Dog's gay.
Hey.
Guys.
You faggot dog. You got to stop Twittering me, man. I was drunk that night.
I was not in there.
I fuck it. Anyways, so you know, you were saying something really interesting before, Big J, is that you brought up my love for all this crazy shit, for, you know, taking something from nothing, which I love. I love seeing something, just an empty room, and what's up?
Did you tweet the review stream out?
Huh? Yeah.
You did?
From where, though?
From, you know what, dude.
I did?
No, did you? I'm asking you.
I don't know. Look.
What'd you tweet from?
I don't know. Fucking look. I'm in the middle of a fucking moment. And you're like, would Kelly teach you how to fucking annoy me? Did you tweet the... Phone right in your hand.
Where's Kelly?
She's in Australia for 3 weeks.
What do you
Chris
mean you
is
like
taking
to start
her place.
Something from nothing.
I like to. You say it, Jay. You said it better than me. I don't want to sound like a fucking egomaniac or a weirdo.
You just kind of like. Oh, you're a doer.
Yeah, like I like.
Oh, you get shit done. Yeah. Like you're on top of it. All the stuff. No, listen. It's inarguable what a huge audience you have for this podcast. And I know you started doing it on a. On an iPhone and stuff, but I mean,
I say that once a week. I make sure that everybody knows.
I started this from my phone, dude. Nothing. There was dust. I had an iPhone fucking 1, dude. Before there was recording devices on phones, I gimme rigged the fucking recorder.
Dude, I remember the night you came to the Comedy Cellar with your first iPhone 1. You had it before anybody.
Yeah.
And you guys, I remember you did this. You brought up something like the New York Times or something.
Yeah.
And you go, dude, check this out. And you just took your two fingers and did the two finger swipe. Made it bigger,
yeah.
And you did that, and you just looked at me, and you went, "Wow, huh?"
Future man.
But I, you know what? It's funny is that my father, my real dad, Steve Kelly, who I haven't talked to in, Jesus Christ, 15, 16, 17 years, which I've actually been I've been thinking about ever since I had that kind of falling out with my family, where, you know, I had the similar problem you had. I got, you know, a brother-in-law type thing, and
yeah,
we went over it before. But, you know, I haven't talked to my family in like a month, which is a long. I haven't done that since I was in jail. That was the last time I went a month without talking to my family, you know, well, whatever. But I was thinking about my real dad, but he was that guy. He was the guy. He always used to tell me, he's an engineer. Mm-hmm. And he goes, I just pick shit apart. I take stuff. I make stuff. And I have that same thing in me where I see something and I, all right, we can do this. Like, I go over to that pod. I go over to the creek in the cave and they showed me their studio space down in the basement. I'm like, my brain went fucking nuts. If I wasn't with Riotcast, I would fucking have a radio station running out of there. That's what I was trying to tell you with Legion of Skanks. It's like, spend a few hundred dollars and you'll have an amazing... I could have fans come in there. They have fucking like 15 beanbags to have fans come down. Jeez. And watch the show live, and they have a green screen. It's crazy. And it's dope. They have another space on the other side of the wall for voiceover work. You could just hook a mic up and it's just real quiet. You can, it's just like a soundproof room that you can make. And I'm like, this is a fucking television studio. This is a podcasting mecca that's just sitting there. And you fucking dummies.
Yeah.
You and, I gotta get my
you
shit
and Pat
shit.
Dixon.
You don't do it no more? Too.
Yeah.
We do ours. We do our live.
Oh, Rebecca?
Yeah.
Yeah, she is. She is.
She's, yeah, without a doubt, man. Like, it's an impressive quality, man. And I just, like, I think I always, like, notice it because I lack it.
Well, I mean, you are a fucking, you're, that's the, not oh, the first was, thing that comes to your mind when you
no,
say
I
Big
know,
J.
But I was
doer.
I was going to, God, really gets it done.
Think sticky bandit gloves.
That's a guy who shows up maybe on time, but he will show up and do the job. You do the job.
Kill the job.
Yeah, you'll kill. Yeah, you kill the fucking job. But that's, you're not going to create the job.
The job opportunity has to fall to me.
Literally, it has to fall in your hands and then into your management's hands. Because like, it will fall out of your hands.
Like, you got to create your own opportunities. I go, well, I'm just hoping that's not the way the entire world works.
That's funny. You really are hoping that, you're hoping it's 1940s Hollywood where a guy walks into a fucking pizza shop. You got to look, kid.
You ever play a panache.
You ever play a wrestler? I actually went on last night. This is crazy. Well, I was thinking of my dad, my real dad, and you know, we just stopped talking. It was weird. We just stopped talking. You know, something my mother said to me, you know, something, you know, he did some shit to my, I don't know. I don't even know if it's true. I never found out. I just, that fucking Italian-Irish Boston, fuck that. You don't fuck my sister. My sister was going through a kidney transplant, and I guess he wrote her a letter, like, you know, some fucking thing. I never heard of it, and I don't know. I don't know what's true, what's not true. I never read the letter. I just fucking took it for face value, and I shut my relationship down with this guy. And it took me, you know, it took me.
How old were you?
I don't know. I had to be my late 20s. Okay. And, you know, and it took me a long time after I got sober to get that relationship with him. He didn't trust me. Mm. I remember being at a meeting that I started called You're Not Alone. Again, I'm a doer. I really am. I remember I fucking...
I like you named it like an alt comic.
You're not alone.
I went back to this meeting years later, and it was still going. I was so proud, and I was sitting up front, and I picked the hall. I picked the coffee maker. I picked where the fucking stage was going to... You know, I did everything. Okay? Jeez. And here I am back. Nobody fucking knows my name. I'm waiting for somebody to go, founder?
The Bob Kelly Memorial Hall?
Yeah,
he's
like
returned.
Just a, you know, just a statue.
Statue of Bobby outside. Right. Not drinking beer, just
showing
up.
So he
crying and doing hair.
Somebody goes, I don't know who it was. I think it might have been Gary who started this meeting. And I almost went, no, it's me. I almost did that. I almost went, no. Gary, who the fuck's Gary? I don't know a fucking Gary. I picked the name. You're not alone. He says, but the name of this meeting, You're Not Alone, really gets me through my days. Because now, and I'm like, I picked that. I picked for that. I was imagining the same thing. Like somebody would, you know, the name. But anyways,
did you go over to him and say?
Well, No, I just took it.
Come on, dude, come on.
No, I took it. I took the hit. I walked out, and they treated me like shit, too. They didn't even, like, ask me if I... Am I a newcomer? They didn't even ask me if I... Yeah. Usually, they're like, hi, how are you?
Or regular people?
No, it was Boston. It was regular people.
Because no matter what, you feel like you're the guy, you know,
Boston,
walking out of a movie theater, like, my uncle made this movie. You know, I was like, yeah, I was one of the
producers. Dude, you're a better man than me. I would have to say it.
Yeah,
I don't know. I would not have been able to just... I would have had to say, hey, you know, tell a story. I just want to let everybody know I started this, and then go into my store, even if I sounded like an asshole. Well, you just took it, man.
Yeah. Verzi would have stand up. One sec. Listen, not for nothing, though. All right. I know that I don't know who's fucking Gary, but I'm telling you right now, I'm the one who fucking named it. That's me. I thought of that shit and fucking on the FDR in traffic. I was like, I'm not alone. Don't be alone right now, Verzi. That's what makes you drink. You're in traffic, you get alone, you get angry.
I would have said that. Yeah.
You got fucking gummy bears, I'm out.
I'll never have to make that Sophie's choice because I will never start anything.
Because you are a taker and a job doer.
Well, you'll do a hell of a speech if the guy who founded it asked you.
Here's the deal. Yeah.
Jay, come down
here. I'm sitting there on the fuck. I'm sitting there like, Jesus Christ. I haven't talked to this guy. It took me. I remember at the meeting when I first started getting sober, I called him and he said, what do you want, a Christmas present? And I was like, no, I don't. I just want to be friends. I don't want a dad. And then we slowly started becoming friends again. We did some dinner every once in a while.
Say, what do you want, a Christmas
present?
Well,
because it's true. It's like, I used to call him just on birthdays and Christmas.
Oh.
You know what I mean? I remember I called him once when I was getting fucking, when I was in fifth grade. And I just couldn't take it anymore with Billy, who used to beat me. And I remember I called him up and I was so sad. And I said, I don't want to live here anymore. I want to live with my father. And my mother went, you want to live with your father? Go ahead. And she dialed the number. Go ahead. Steve, here. And I went, I want to come live with you. And he was like, I can't. You can't. And I was like, what the fuck? You cunt. You set me up. My mother, what an asshole. She just set me up for a nice hot one.
I was in the same situation type thing, but your mom will play you against your father like, I care about you more than he does.
Yeah.
Like maybe in a situation, but he couldn't take care of you.
Yeah, but that's
that
not. But that's not always. You know, what's pretty cool. I thought was interesting. My mom, when my dad split, my mom definitely did the right away was with the like that piece of shit and blah blah blah. Yeah. I was really young. Yeah,
you the guy with a chain wallet and mittens with no fucking fingers.
No, I was years from that. I had a whole wigger phase before we got there.
I seen photos.
We see photos of the short hair. Yeah,
I watched the videos.
Oh man,
all right, we're gonna talk about that. But go ahead, finish your thought. Oh my god, I forgot you were a fucking rap star. You were Biggie fucking shit dick. Go ahead.
My mom, my grandmother actually, it turned out like gave her the advice. It's so funny though how true the statement is. My grandmother told my mom like, don't badmouth his father. If he's like, you know, how much of a shithead as you say he is, like, he'll show it himself.
Yeah.
And surefire.
He did?
Yeah, he had every opportunity to take part. He just kind of didn't. But he'll say he did. But I did that move when I was 11 years old. I did the dad wouldn't blah blah blah. By the way, what's interesting about that time is even though he didn't like call on birthdays, and we were kind of just like, I'm not saying it was never, but it was like he was just like I was not in his like foremost thoughts ever.
Right
after he fucking split, and it would come time, like anytime he had a chance to like fucking like come through, like he didn't. But I still, for some reason, when I hung out with him. Because again, too, putting it in perspective as an adult now, 35, like I'm talking about my father being like in his 20s.
Yeah.
My parents were young when they had me. Like
19. Yeah, my mother was 15 when she had my sister and 18 when she had me.
Yeah, wow. Exactly. Wow. So exactly the same kind of thing.
I don't fucking blame him, though.
No, but my mom was like kind of sheep.
I don't fucking blame my dad at all. And you know what? I do blame my
dad.
I don't
dad,
give a fuck about it because it's like, look, I don't want you to be my dad. Right. I'm done with that. I'm a dad now. I'm the dad. But I was on the I missed him last night, or I kind of was thinking about him, and I went on the internet and I started Googling him. It was really hard to find out where he was, and I knew what town. I found his number, and I was like, yeah, weird. And then I found this note that I wrote him 7 years ago, or 6 years ago.
You want me to read a Lewis voice?
Yeah. All right.
Dear dad, dude.
It's this thing. Here you go.
Are you really going to read it?
Yeah. So here's the thing. I
can read it by Bobby Kelly voice.
I got. I well, here's the thing. I wrote this online. You can leave a message for somebody, and they can check it. He never checked it ever. 6 years, over 6 years ago. You can read the date too. I found it last night. I sent this to him just in case that he'd read it.
Has maybe anyone read it?
Nobody except for me. Go ahead.
This is okay. Oh, I feel weird to read this now. I feel like even the first sentence, I'm like, you're bearing your soul, you cocksucker.
Well, fucking who cares, dude?
I don't want. All right, fine. Dude, I'm getting married October 10th. I bought a place in Manhattan. Your brother came to the show in Boston. If you want to watch me get married, it will be live on the internet. Oh, you are a doer. You are a cunt and a doer.
You stream your, you stream your wedding?
Dude, I'm simulcasting the wedding. Dude.
I saved $30,000 doing that.
I will get you the URL. You think your dad knows what a fucking URL is?
My dad was pretty savvy. I told you. He's
that's
a doer.
Engineer.
He said, that's my point. He's a doer, too. That's
so
why I wrote a
fucking
note
funny
on the internet.
I wrote it.
You
if it makes you feel any better,
invite
I wrote,
him there.
I did it on my podcast, but I gotta write
that's
you this. I gotta write you this stoned love letter I wrote to Dice Clay one day.
No way.
Oh,
where
I
is
mean,
it?
A few, he didn't answer either.
Where is it?
It's on my Facebook.
Oh, please, somebody
you
get
you
that.
Bring it up? I'll bring it up. No,
Ab Kirsch will bring it up.
I don't think it's on my. I think it's like in my messages.
And
like
your
I
notes.
Sent it to
you know, here's the thing. Here's the thing with you. Let me ask you a question. When you see,
me?
Yeah,
okay,
I'm staring right at your face. Yes. You want to say? Do I have to say your name? Are we that not friends?
Yeah, go ahead,
Monroe. All let right. me talk to you for a second. Fucking asshole. Does it bother you like when a white dude like him is a fucking like a wigger? You know what I mean?
No.
Like, why'd I stall on that fucking word?
Yeah.
I got all nervous.
He used the word digger earlier, which doesn't fucking
you know when it, you know when it, they do? When it's pointed out that you're being pandered to.
Right?
That's when the black people think it, like, I noticed that was a weird thing. When I was doing the all black clubs, I would do really well pandering, and I pandered hard. Stool fuckingly hard.
Ladies,
so
you
I
know what I'm talking about?
Crowds.
I like the chocolate. That's
not even that. Just like, where's everybody
I fucked
from?
The stool.
Oh, from West Philly. Oh, West Philly?
No.
I buy a bitch a drink.
Can you
I'm
do,
following that drink
can
around.
Can you do one
give
of your jokes?
For the ladies?
No.
Give it up for the ladies.
Look, if Virgie wants to leave.
Yeah.
Bobby, what the fuck you bring
I
me here
basic,
for?
It was very, my jokes were very basic, like.
Tell me one of your jokes.
It's misdirections and shit.
Do it.
I was
it
the only,
do it in
I was,
that character though. Do it in your, what you the way you used to do it.
So always about being fat.
We're gonna pretend to be black audience. Yo, what's up, mother? Monroe,
make me laugh, white boy.
Monroe, yeah, bring him up. Saying. Bring him up.
Yo. Welcome to the Chitlin' Hut. We got my boy. He's white. He gonna bring it. And if he don't, boo this nigga.
I tell you my worst Philly introduction ever was from. A guy
hey, retweet
named,
that thing that I tweeted.
A
on
guy named Buck the Fuck Wild.
Dude.
Who was it?
His name was Buck the
Buck
Fuck Wild. He just got out of jail not too long
the
ago.
Fuck?
No, he's been out of jail for like
but,
7 years.
I know, but he went to jail for a good five,
oh,
me
yeah.
knowing him. So Buck the Fuck Wild brings me up in North Philly at a place called Roy's Comfort Zone, right across from Temple University, sort of. But it's just bad. It's bad. My mom offered me to pay me the money I was going to make there. To not go.
What?
Jesus.
And I was like,
so
no,
she was going to give you $60?
Like 50.
Okay.
It was, I mean,
that was the worst fucking timing of any joke I've ever said. So I waited 3 seconds too late, and then I went, so she's going to give you $60? I said 60. And then you fucking tried to back me up because you stink. 50.
It's how much I was being paid. It was my first show away from a gig, but Buck Wild brought me up. He goes, all right, we're going to bring this first guy to the stage. This is the blackest motherfucker I know. Went to Martin Luther King High School.
Did you
the
really go to Martin Luther King?
No. Oh. He's like, he's the blackest motherfucker. And he goes, and he brought me up.
Yeah.
And then I was mouse-ishly talking.
What is it?
Mouse-ishly?
A mouse?
Like, hey, y'all.
Mousily? Maybe mousily.
I don't know. I'm just asking.
Probably should have not even went with either one of those words.
Soft.
The word, yeah.
Softly.
Yeah.
Talking into the microphone. Gently.
Gently.
Talking into the microphone. Yeah. And they kept, they're like, we can't hear you. And I talk a little bit louder. I go, now? And they go, nah, we can't hear you. And then I go, now, can you hear me now? And he was like, yeah. And I go, so anyway, he goes, shut the fuck up. And then the microphone cut out. And then I took the microphone back to the guy. And the guy takes the microphone from me. He goes, sorry about that, man. He goes, we'll get this microphone fixed up. We'll get you right back out there. And I went, I'm like, they don't really, they're not really that into it. He goes, yep. And then when he went to, and then I didn't go back out. And then he goes, he's going to pay me.
Jay's story is always fucking 30 minutes long. I go, speed it up, asshole. There's nine other guys here.
$50. He goes, how much you say you were getting paid? Like, he told me $50. He goes, $50? You were up there for like a minute and a half. And I go, yeah. He goes, you know, you deserve $50 just for coming out, this motherfucker. And then little Kev will tell you this. It's not. There was no back door, but I didn't want to leave at the front. So the guy kept telling me there was no back door, but I kept seeing people go into this weird little door.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's the back door. He's being a dick. And I didn't want to walk through the audience. So I walked out what I thought was the back door. It was a weird door that just put you in the wall between that and the restaurant next door. And I crawled out of a hole stuck into the next door and escaped the. Walked out of the restaurant.
Oh, Jesus. I really wish you ended it fucking 5 minutes ago. You had me on the fucking, yo, shut the fuck up. You really are a storytelling jackass. His whole fucking conversation. One time? All right, check it out real quick, you guys. I got a couple, we got new sponsors, and I got to get them in. So I'm going to get them in right the fuck now because I got to get them in the first half hour. And, first of one is Verz. You gamble at all?
I love it.
You gamble?
No, I don't gamble.
What about you, Jay?
No.
No? Well, we got a new sponsor, DraftKings.com. Fantasy.
Oh, yeah, so I'm,
you know why I didn't ask? Why? Because I'm used to fucking Kelly being there, and I'm used to ignoring that section of the room.
But why don't you also, if you're giving a sponsor, why don't you give us some kind of a feed, like you gamble at all?
I'm giving it to you.
Give the head nod. No, but you're just asking genuinely. It's like we all said no. It's like no. It's like, no. Oh, good. No. Well,
God,
then, Verz, you know.
Said yeah.
I gamble.
He gambles.
I'm a big gambler if he wants
yeah,
to know.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I ignore that part of the room.
When I drove you to Foxwoods or drove Lewis and Kelly, yeah. I went 500 there.
You won 500?
After I left you and said I wasn't going to gamble, I went back and gambled.
Really?
Yeah.
What'd you
That's
play?
Fucking great.
Roulette. I hit two numbers back to back.
No shit. How much you put on the number?
They were like 7-8 bucks, but they pay out like 33 times.
35 to 1.
35 to 1. Yeah, that's crazy. All right, so check it out. DraftKings.com is kind of cool. It's different. It's not fantasy football for the whole season. It's fantasy football, and it's one-day fantasy sports, which is great. One-day games means you're never locked into a season. It's like a new season every single time you play. Pick your team in minutes, and you could instantly be getting your share of the $1 million. They're awarding at kickoff week. I just stuttered. I know. Because Verzi's looking at me like you want to fight me. It's week one this football season. They're giving away $1 million. You understand? Week one football season, $1 million. So DraftKings is unbelievable. DraftKings is where anybody can enter a couple bucks and win big cash. This guy, first day out, first time playing, $100,000. That's pretty crazy. So, please, go to DraftKings.com. Play free. Yes, free. You heard me. Free. That's free. At DraftKings.com, enter Kelly with your first pay and get... Oh, fuck me. First pay. I'm sorry, guys. I fucked this up. Enter Kelly. I fucking stink. What's happening
today?
You
were better yesterday with it.
I was way better yesterday. You know why? Hey, look, enter Kelly at your first pay and game and get a free entry into the $1 million kickoff bash. Seriously, a free entry. So they're going to enter your name for nothing into the $1 million. That's unbelievable, okay? You could win thousands just playing fantasy football. Use Kelly at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com. This is actually really fun because I get overwhelmed with that fucking stat shit. And, dude, you got to trade up and do all that bullshit.
Like, set your lineup. I hate doing that.
It's a fucking... This, you go in one day, sign up. A few bucks, which is great. You don't have to lose your house.
Yeah, what's a few bucks, though? Does it say?
Whatever you want. DraftKings.
Different amounts.
Yeah.
Oh, cool, man.
Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And if you go there, you can play for free. Play for free at DraftKings.com if you enter Kelly with your first pay game and get a free entry into the $1 million kickoff. So cool. Your first one's free, you get a free entry. It's actually great. So enter Kelly if you go there, Verzi. We also got Enzites. We'll do that later. We'll do that later. Halfway through. Anyways, back to the show.
So you asked me earlier about the whole thing.
How big your dick is. Yeah. Oh, sorry.
No, just the whole... I only don't like if it's, like, disingenuous. Like, if the person really isn't like that. Mm-hmm. Like, I grew up in group homes and stuff, and I've met white guys who are, like, blacker than I am. Even though I don't like that phrase, blacker than I am. But white guys who you'll be like, all right,
that's
I'm
fucking
not
black.
Fuck to. What do you mean?
Blacker than you is, I can't even imagine that. What is blacker than you? Like fucking, what is it, Omar?
Probably. Does
he walk down the street with a shotgun and people just throw their drugs out the window because they're so scared? Omar! What the fuck is blacker than you? I don't like that you.
I'm not like traditionally black. Like,
here's what bugs me about me, Monroe. Here's what bugs me about you. This is what bugs me about you. We're having this. You keep knocking my YKW.
I hate it. No, fuck with you.
You keep, this is what bugs me about you. We're talking about you not liking people who are black, white, who act black, but disingenuous. But you are a black guy who acts like a fucking nerd.
How do I act like a nerd?
You got a fucking glasses. Thing 2 shirt.
Because I'm like Dr. Seuss.
You got fucking khakis on.
You have a calculator watch.
Yeah, you have a...
Because it's cool.
No, yeah, because you're
it's
fucking...
Because I like it. It doesn't make sense.
You wear a backpack.
You know what happened, Jay and Verzi? Back me up on this. Back me up. I think the black guys had a meeting, okay, with Chris Rock, and they all went, look, black ain't in right now. Okay, nerds in. So that Chris Rock said, "Look, I gotta sell a show, but I can't sell a show with me.
I'm gonna go get
a black nerd to do my show on FX. What's his name?
Who? Kamal.
Kamal. Yeah, that's Chris Rock. While nerd is in. Okay, and you guys all said
you're more nerd than I am.
Dude,
you
look,
like the whole.
How am I a
like
nerd?
The khakis because they match with the tan in my sneakers. Boom. So does the watch. That's why I did it. The watch matches with the trim and my sneakers.
Is it
it's
gold?
Coordination.
It's
yeah,
a different color. Monroe's.
It's not nerd. It's coordinated.
He's a new,
yeah, it's not Monroe's nerd. He's like
flights.
Yeah,
it's not nerd. He's like the blind side kid. It's
a white lady picked him up on the road when it was raining.
Yeah, some white people picked him up on the road. No, it's
I don't like that his khakis are tight too.
It's just
they're not tight. I'm sitting down.
No, they're tight.
It's some way. No, Monroe, they're tight as shit, man.
They're tight
Monroe,
as shit.
Those look
tight.
How tight. Slack that is.
You guys are
oh,
so
my
that
God.
Not everybody can wear a fucking...
You used to be black. He's fucking white. What else? Percy, what were you?
Dogs and cats living together. Monroe is like... No, I had a buddy of mine I met in Ohio, actually, one time, named Kenny, when I was younger. He was like just a big, huge black dude, like scary-looking guy, but just like... Just the most like docile.
Just a regular.
Some people just aren't just prone to become.
I
like,
think
the
they
gangster-y.
Had a meeting and a bunch of them got together. We got to get flannels. We got to get kooky shirts from Walmart. We got to get khakis, some goofy washes, and get glasses. You need glasses, either a beard or glasses. And I'm not growing a beard because I'll get those bumps on my neck. So I'm gonna fucking get the glasses.
Monroe wanted to be gangster at some point.
Really?
I did everybody? Yeah, of course.
You a gangster? How were you gangster?
I
how
tried
do you go
to
from
sell weed in high school for 2 weeks? Didn't work because I gave it away for free.
Why? What?
Because I didn't know everybody. This is what happened. A lesbian named Crystal asked me if I wanted to make some money. I was like, sure. She was like, all right, sell these couple things of weed. One, I don't smoke
weed. That sounds
weed.
Like a blog.
It's always the lesbians, too. But
it sounds like a blog, a lesbian named Crystal.
Her name was Crystal.
Now, right, if you don't get caught, put on a calculator watch and super tight khaki pants.
They're not tight. They're fitted. So,
really? You got those tailored?
That's how they
what
come.
Are you, what, are you,
fitted
what are you, a 70-year-old Italian man? You got fitted for your...
Yeah, why don't you get a car to get you,
khakis?
Asshole? Get a backyard. Get a backyard with all cement.
Well, you know, don't even make the rest of your argument. So, you said I like cardigans, which just means you're a nerd.
No, it doesn't. So
you have to fight one of
when
us.
When I was trying, I'm gonna fight both of y'all. So I can still fight.
Yo, Monroe looks like seriously. You guys are talking.
Still
Monroe
fight.
Looks like he would fuck somebody up. If
first
he
of all,
oh,
Verzi,
take that pussy ass fag attitude.
Yeah,
back to Jersey,
take,
cunt.
Not Jersey.
I live in Jersey.
He's in fucking Westchester.
I don't care.
Well, it's even faggier.
Go hang out in your fucking hammock in your backyard. Men are discussing race war right now.
Yeah, go
get a hammock.
Go get on your fucking lawnmower that you can ride.
I gotta get.
You want to hear that's man?
Yeah, let's do this. All right, really
hey,
quick.
Dice.
Hang on 1 second. Wait a minute. Do not. I'm fucking teasing this.
Let me just pound
listen
through
a
minute. It, dude.
Wait a minute. No, we're not pounding through anything. You're out of your mind. Slow the fuck.
It's bad. I'm laughing. It's bad.
Dude, I just.
I was really stoked.
I just let you read my fucking letter to my father in my shitty voice. Hold
this
on.
Is way worse.
I know it's way
Jay,
worse.
How old were you? How old
listen
were you?
To me. I want right now.
I'll tell you.
Is there anybody listening to this fucking thing?
Yeah, we
thing?
Got a bunch of people on Ustream.
Yeah.
Okay, how many people on Ustream?
I gotta check it out.
All right, thanks.
People are tweeting at us.
All right, here's the deal. If you, I'm gonna set this up, Jay. We gotta go back. We gotta stop. Okay, we gotta go back. How old are you at this time? How old are you when you are you in comedy?
When I wrote this?
Yes. Were you a comedian? Yeah. Talk, you say, listen, I need this, this documented into the fucking microphone.
Yeah.
No, I need yes. I
yes,
didn't hear you.
Yes, I was in comedy.
You were in comedy. How? I love that you're just fucking humiliated. How many years in
this
comedy?
This reaches so many more people than my podcast.
This got to be six. So first of all, this has got to be like 6 months into comedy. A year into comedy you did this, right? How many years?
No.
How many years? A year and a half? 2 years. 2 years you're in. How many years?
I've been doing it almost 15.
Yeah.
And this was at about 14 years and 8 months in. This is not that long ago, buddy. We're going back a few weeks.
Since what?
Wait a minute.
I was joking when I said a fucking week ago. I was joking.
Wait a minute.
That's fucking awesome.
Listen to me, dude. Are you fucking shitting me? This is a few weeks ago.
It was.
Did he respond at least? Like, to know who you are?
May 3rd.
Oh, God, dude.
Oh, nice.
Oh, God. I'm turning this around. I want Patrice.
To look at me?
I want Patrice.
I want Patrice and Bill Murray to fucking just look at you disapprovingly. That's
wow. You know, even though they're both facing that way, it looks like their eyes are both on me.
Yeah, because that's how you feel now. So this is a couple months ago, and I want to know something. So are you alone? Are you in the house? Are you on a train? Are you on a gig? Where are you?
I'm alone on a gig.
You're on a. Jay was reaching out.
Actually, is there a way to see? Okay, go on my. If I go on my, the calendar goes backwards on iPhone, I can tell you where I was. It's May 3rd.
Jay was reaching out for help through Facebook to a famous comic. I hope this
gets rid of the events. I think I was on the road because it was a
okay.
Friday.
So you're on the road. Is it after the first show? Is it after the show? You're back in your room alone.
Before the show.
Before the show. Shit.
Smoking.
Weed. Yeah. Yeah.
Listening to Dice, I think, was on.
So you listen
Stern,
to the Dice, yeah? So you kind of have like a moment. You're having a moment.
Yeah, here's the thing. I get it.
Yeah,
I
can get
any. I get anything. I almost agree with a lot of bad things you can say about Dice's comedy.
Yeah, I love Dice.
As a comic, me doing it for like years now and watching him.
Yeah.
But I have an affection for what he does because. He, when I was a kid, that's like, I had the tapes, you know what I mean? I like, and Dice Man Cometh, and me and my step-pop would watch that video over, and that was like part of the thing I'd go to school.
Yeah,
and
you
like,
don't have to explain, listen man, you don't have to fucking validate Dice on this show. I saw Dice in Vegas last year with Norton and Rogan and Redman. It was fucking incredible. His new hour, I was dying.
Yeah.
He fucking, dude, his new album was, it was jokes. He did the poems at the end. He was talking about this. You got to get romantic with the chick. So I take it to an alley. And I find it nice with a couple dumpsters. Then he goes, yeah, I always have in the back. I got the Twister game. Just the mat. And I throw it on the fucking ground. I kick your legs open. And then, you know.
But I go, my Dice impression really always lies in like, just like saying the exact formula of what it is he does.
What do you mean?
So I'm doing this gross thing I'm not supposed to be doing in a place it shouldn't be happening. And it's also an inconvenient time for that thing.
I'm over here now.
But it's always like that thing. It goes, I'm fist fucking this chick because you know what it's like when you're bored on Thanksgiving at her parents' house. That's all. That's every joke is that.
He's fucking, I love
him. But I love, no, it's just choice of words.
Makes
choice
me,
of words is great and all. It's all that.
There's nobody like him. He is silhouetted. Fuck it. He is silhouetted, and he is funny. If you don't think Dice is funny, you're a fucking idiot. You're a fucking idiot.
But like, if it makes sense, like I see, like you know, like when I was young, I was like pure brilliance, and it's like almost like his brilliance isn't in the actual writing of what it is. It's the brilliance, like in what he does,
in what he does.
Yeah.
And I heard his new movie
his
with Woody Allen.
I heard he's fantastic.
Yeah,
I heard he's
really good.
Listen, I met Dice briefly outside of a comedy club. A couple years ago, and I'm still even doing comedy. And as many people as I've met, and like amazing.
So you met him before this
but,
letter?
I mean, Brody, just like he basically introduced himself. Like I was just standing in front of a comedy club, and I was like, "Nice to meet you, man." And
I met him in Vegas for the first time, and Jim goes, "This is Bobby Kelly, very funny comedian." And he's like, "Is he funny?" And he was like, "Can you take a picture with him?" But I'm not if he's not funny. Are you funny? And I'm like, "Yeah, I'm real funny." All right, then get in here if you're funny. He's just that weird. Like, is he not like me? He's just being an idiot. All right.
Your Dice impression is horrible.
Mine. Yeah. Oh, I'm fucking. One of my.
You must be like Jackie Mason. Is he funny? Is he funny though? I don't take a picture unless he's funny.
I love you, Jay. He's the only one in the room that called me out. Oh, I could literally see in all your faces as I was doing it, like I was scraping my fingernails on a chalk. Is he funny?
I was waiting for you to take it personal because I'm not good with shit like that.
What?
Like if I went up to somebody, regardless of their status, and I was like, if you walk in a room with someone and say, "Hey, man, this guy, you know, wants to take a picture with you," and he was like, "Is he?" And he was just like rude like that. Like I'm not good with like, "Oh, well, I'll take it anyway and be a bitch."
Yeah, I know I know.
Really, you're the guy who runs from Monroe Martin wearing a fucking Dr. Seuss shirt.
No, all I said was he's dressed like that, but he looks like he's one of those nice guys who's got hidden rage.
I'll fucking smash him in the back of the head when he's not. I will puss whack out of a fight with him. I'm sorry. Well, I didn't mean it. As soon as he turns around, I'll fucking club him with Jay's arm.
Yeah.
I'll push him down a flight of stairs.
With a baseball bat.
I will be all over you like fucking two fat lemurs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just fucking.
Yeah, you don't want this hot mess. You don't want double trouble, fatso, on your fucking. I'll grab one leg, he'll grab the other.
Fucking 900 pounds of dude rolling down two flights of steps out of this place.
Just ripping your khakis and your sneakers off. I'll fucking bite your leg.
Those thighs are going to explode at the first sense of aggression.
Yeah, don't fucking kid yourself, Verzi. I know, one-on-one, I meet him in front of a fucking shitty comedy club uptown. I'm finished. On this show, trust me. I'll meet him at the bar like Pesci with a pen. Fucking ding.
You know the Incredible Hulk has to get like, you don't want like him when he's really angry and he busts out of his pants. You just gotta make Monroe like a little upset.
Yeah, I know.
Like just make him in his head if he goes, was that an insult? Split.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to piss this fucker off, but if I did, I'd have to. It's definitely some sneaky tactics. There's no squaring off with this motherfucker. You wanna go? Let's fucking, nah, I'm good.
Say fucking lead with a headbutt, man. It's not done enough.
I first met him, I was scared of him. He's a 6'5" black guy.
But I was
talking.
Nice to you.
Yeah, but you're still 6'5".
I'm black. I'm more scared.
But I was way bigger when y'all met you, too.
I'm more scared of this guy.
And way black.
I'm more scared of, I'm scared of this guy.
I don't know why you're scared of him.
He looks like he knows some kind of martial arts.
No, because he looks like he'll eat your liver. While you're watching
Dude,
look at it. He doesn't fucking blink.
That's
look.
The fear. That's the fear. That's the only fear black people, whenever they're afraid of white people.
Always goes to a horror.
It's literally white. It
always turns into a fucking
horror. Black people are only scared of people in horror movies. He'll fucking come up with a mask, motherfucker.
He's not blinking. Dude. He likes your liver.
That's all you have to do to black people to win is scare them.
But it's the same. Did you ever...
That's all you're gonna do. He's indifferent.
I'll fight you. I'll fight you in that haunted house.
This cocksucker. I'll jump out of a closet and give this cocksucker a heart attack. I'll win any fight. Boo, motherfucker!
You guys just punch him in the stomach and jump in a pool. He ain't coming in there.
I can swim though.
I'll bring him to Rockefeller Center.
Oh, I didn't
Center.
Realize you were raised by Terrence Howard.
I'll bring him to Rockefeller Center and just run out on the ice. Come on, motherfucker!
Did you see this wagging fist?
I guess I don't fit any black stereotypes. I could swim. I could ice skate.
Yeah. I thought you grew up in the system.
Yes, motherfucker, group homes. They take you swimming every summer and ice skating every fucking
They really do.
Yeah.
Group homes. You were in a good one.
Literally, group homes. If you were
getting like, if you were by Mrs. Hannigan.
If you're in a group home, you did more white shit than white people did.
I went canoeing, horseback riding.
Dude, I went mountain. I learned how to beatbox coming down a mountain. They used to take us hiking in the mountains, and me and this black kid got lost coming down, and he taught me how to beatbox. It was 5 hours. We got lost.
Oh, it's horrible.
Fuck you, horrible. That took me 5 hours. That's not bad.
Good.
That was pretty good. Come on, you do it. Ready?
Pretty good.
What do you want me to do? Give me
whatever. Go with my beat. Ready?
Give me a beat. That's the beat.
Ready?
What the fuck happened to the show?
I just made him sound better.
What the fuck happened to the show? There's going to be a rap battle now? What the fuck?
Yo,
I just had a fucking half an hour of traffic to listen to you jackasses fucking do a beat?
Oh, the fuck?
Now that you two fellas... Now the two fellas got diabetes all over the microphones.
Ah, shit. Ah, shit.
But no, but black people are afraid. Like, did you ever watch, do you watch like documentaries on Jeffrey Dahmer and
this
shit?
This fucking mic thing tastes like sugar.
do you ever watch like documentaries on Jeffrey Dahmer and shit? Like,
yeah.
He lived in a really scary black neighborhood. He just never got bothered. Kurt Metzger takes the train at any time of night to go anywhere to the shitty neighborhood he lives in now.
Yeah.
And he goes, that's not so bad. No one ever bothers me. Like, no one ever, because he looks, he does look fucking like sick. And he
nobody
is.
Nobody wants to fucking wind up in his cooler.
Right, exactly. But I don't think Chris gives that vibe off. But
Chris, hair is the same every day.
But it's beautiful. But don't you take that as like, isn't that a pretty cool thing that
it
is the case?
And he's pale. It's summertime and he's fucking pasty.
Because I can't fucking go. All right, you want to? I don't tan because skin cancer runs in the family. So
you gotta make it real.
So I got real in Monreal. I got real.
Jesus, hang on.
I got real.
You're gonna be a douchebag.
I got real.
What the fuck? Who died in your family?
Yeah.
No.
How close?
Died,
oh, then fuck you. Man, nobody died.
Well, like my mom had it and my grandma had it.
Well, everybody.
Fuck you. So you lose a nose.
Yeah,
you got a fucking little scoop taken out of your cheek. So what?
You can't, got a melon ball out of your cheek.
Yeah, you can't watch your mom. You can't eat fucking potato salad and look at your mom's face at the same time. You can see her sinuses flapping in. You're not gonna get skin cancer.
Nah, honestly, I'm just too lazy to go to the beach.
I think what bugs me about you, and I said it on the other show, you're the same color through and through. From your head to your toes,
Jay.
Your lips are the same.
Pink in his lips.
There's no pink when he bends his knuckles. It's just white. Like, I think he's a vampire. I don't think he's fucking of the living. I think he drinks true blood at night, and this cocksucker can fly, and he drank fairy blood. That's why he can daywalk.
It's a hard reference.
No, it's fantastic, by the way. I followed that right along. It made me realize how much I'm missing True Blood already.
Thank you very much. That's why you're missing your mittens, too.
Are we the only
two? You'd fit right in at the fucking vampire bar.
Hell yeah, dude. Yeah.
Jay would walk into a vampire bar, and there would be vampires passing out like, oh, my God, look at the food.
Wait, they watch True Blood, but I'm the nerd?
That's not a nerdy show. Vampires is some nerdy shit.
That's gay. That's gay. We're gay. We're not nerds. No, we're not fucking. You're out of your mind.
Fucking.
There's titties
in every
episode.
You have a chain wallet, but you also like fairies and vampires.
Do you know how good I am? And I'm only going to do it for the good of this podcast. I'm going to bring us back to it.
Yeah.
But I was able to fucking mind fuck this whole conversation away from this dice thing.
Yeah, I know.
Can I say something? Remember when you said I'm a doer? You're out of your fucking mind. If you think for one second
he wasn't letting that go.
I didn't drop an anchor at that point of the show.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I'm a
we couldn't have got to the end.
Don't understand that I need to fill 2 hours here. Okay. I drop anchors and I'm right there. That's right. Cool. That uncomfortable spot when you said March or May. Right there. There's a boat waiting to go back there. You're out of your fucking mind. But I like when Verzi started to snap. There's nothing better to me when Verzi gets fucking angry. This cocksucker is on the verge of fucking beating the fuck out of women, children.
No.
Yeah, see, he's getting mad at me for saying that.
No, you saw that because it was the waitress in Montreal was really fucking upsetting me.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you sat back, you started laughing. You go, I like this side of you. But what she did was unacceptable. And
what'd she do again?
What'd she do?
No, we're sitting there. I'm trying to fucking enjoy my eggs with this guy. We're sitting there. We're eating breakfast, and she.
You
was
really
fucking,
talk completely Italian.
She was late
to enjoy my eggs.
No, but
well,
having,
he is Italian.
We're
right?
having a great conversation.
Yeah.
We're eating fucking eggs Benedict.
At least he's been this his whole life. Unlike you fucking hip hopper.
I'm a chameleon.
You are really. You've been three different people since
I
met you.
I possess the skills of adaptation.
You have what?
I possess the skills of adaptation. You're welcome. I blend anywhere.
No, but remember we saw her, and she was fucking. She was going like she was horrible. She never came back.
Okay.
We were asking for we were without drinks for like a good 5-10 minutes.
Ooh.
So I'm like, what the fuck? Why, you know? And then he starts laughing, and then we see her giggling. She's like talking to her friend.
Yeah.
She came over. You know when a waitress comes over and she could give a fuck about you? Like the smile is just. It's almost like it's fucking. She's patronizing. Right. She's like,
it's every service person in Montreal, by the way.
I don't think.
No, there were a couple sweethearts.
There's a couple massage parlors that are really fucking sweethearts. You walk in, they're nice.
But it was like, don't smile. Let me if I know you blatantly just want us out. And then she kept rushing us. So then she's going, you guys need anything else? And we weren't even done, you know. So I was like, this is fucking. I started to get really mad. That's what happened. I there's certain things, man. Like, You know, I feel like I feel like I'm a nice dude, you know, but I feel like when something happens where somebody's blatantly fucking
you're fucking Patrick Swayze. It's nice one time not to be nice. Be nice.
It was just, you know,
until it's time not to be nice. You're the guy who's nice and then all of a sudden don't be nice.
I got
to
ask you a question because I was thinking about this today.
Please ask me a question.
I was thinking about this today.
Can you not point to me like you're the mob boss and I might have fucking stole from you?
Let me ask you a fucking question.
I was thinking about a story
with
you.
What the fuck, Pavuzzi? Let me ask you a question. This cunt, 5 minutes without a fucking beverage. I got shows. My fucking throat, I need to liquefy it. I need to have liquefication down my throat. I'm going to dry up and not be able to speak.
You gave me shit. I told you you could have saved $65 with the fucking Tazo tea and some honey.
All right, so listen.
All right, I was thinking about something with you, and I was wondering how, because I'm not good with letting things go. I think all comedians, we always remember who was great to us, but we especially remember people that were shitty to us. It's something that just sticks with us. Right. We're very prideful, we're sensitive, you know, and shit. So the thing with Seinfeld, when he said, no, not you.
Yeah, not you.
I was thinking about that today. I was just in the house, and I was like, I wonder how, like, A, have you ever had a conversation with him about that afterwards, or have you always been upset with that?
I'll tell you why I accepted it, and this is,
can you
know,
give me a brief.
Yeah, no, not you.
You don't know what not you is? Oh, Jesus.
That's a good story.
Oh, it's a great story.
I've heard it in O&A.
Okay. Well, basically, turn the camera just a hair, too, because it's off Jersey. Not you. Basically, yeah, take the water. Is there no more waters in the fridge?
I think there are.
Yeah, there's a water right there.
Grab a water. The fridge is for everybody. Grab whatever you want. Those are from the fans. The fans and from Gnome. Gnome hooks that up. Just a little bit. A little more back the other way. A little back the other way. Pat, right? Stop. Right there. Right there is great. Paul, look ahead forward. I got to see you. Yeah, you're great. All right, perfect. Okay, so here's the deal. You just tuck in a little bit more or sit there. All right, so my fans know this story, but I'll tell it again for the people that don't, which I don't know if there's anybody who doesn't know this. I did this. He was here doing comedian. I'm not the guy who likes to, like Danny LaBelle the other day. Dane Cook was at the improv. He walked up to Dane Cook and used me, my friendship, which is, you know, I love Danny, but we don't fucking hang out every day. I've never bought him a Christmas present. He doesn't know when my birthday is. I didn't get a gift for my kid from him. Do you know what I mean? We're friends, but we're not best friends where you walk up to another great friend of mine and go, I'm friends with Bobby Kelly. He walked up to Dane and goes, I'm friends with Bobby Kelly. So Dane was like, oh, shit, okay, sit down. Then he realized that he's not really that great friends with him. And then Danny's just uncomfortable to be around because he's big. His hair is the same length as his beard. He looks like a monkey boy. He looks like that fucking freak show, fucking hairy boy. Jesus. And they just shaved his eyes out so you can see he looked normal. In public, so
those circus South American,
yes,
werewolf boys,
exactly, a werewolf boy. So Dane, you know, winds up, you know, whatever, telling him, look, we need some time, so just back off. We're gonna talk personal. Anyways, I'm not that guy. I only meet guys organically. In my head, I'm not gonna try to get in his movie. I don't like to be that guy. If you put me in, if I'm in, if he asks me a question, fine. So one night we're all talking and we're doing this thing with the hockey and. He's there with his producers and camera guys, and I say that Wayne Gretzky was on the winning team of the Rangers or something like that. And I go, I'll bet you guys a dollar that this is true. Hang on.
I was there that night.
Okay, you were there.
Yeah.
Okay, so you were one of the bets I took. Seinfeld goes, I'll take some of that action. And I go, good, I got you, I got a dollar for you, right? All right, great, you tell me. All right, and so I leave, I go on the road. I go to this fucking gig in Buffalo. I got to hire a guy to pick me up. Okay? This guy shows up in a fucking van with the captain chairs and a TV. He's nuts. He's got every Seinfeld episode in the world on tape. And that's all he does is pick people up and listen to them. He has headphones and he drives around listening to Seinfeld episodes. So I'm in the back with headphones. Yeah, listen. Then he finds out I'm a comic. He flips out. You know Jerry? I just met him the night before. Man, I just met him last night. He was at the... Oh, he's flipping. He starts calling me Jerry. He's like, Jerry, I'm just a big fan. I'm like, I'm Bobby. I know, I just love Jerry.
That's weird.
We got to go to this gig, okay? I'm hours early. So I take this guy to lunch at this restaurant. We're sitting down. He's telling me about how much he loves Con, but he's still Con Jerry. And I'm like, Bob. He's like, oh, I'm sorry. You know, we have lunch. We go to the gig in the van. He pulls up. It's the worst gig I've ever done. It's outside in the afternoon, in the rain, after a fucking metal band. Okay? At a beer fest. Jeez. Next to a skydiving simulator.
That is the Jeez. Worst combination.
Just me. Just me. There's nobody else.
You can't even talk to anybody.
There's nobody else. Everybody's fucking trash. The band's up there. The tent that they're under is around maybe 20 yards away from another tent that everybody else is under because it's raining. So they can't even... I have to duck down. The band brings me up. I'm ducking down under the tent so they can see me because everybody's under the other tent across the way. This guy just walks by with a funnel. Funnel! Every 5 minutes you have a fucking jet engine go off and you see someone going... Woo! Floating. It's the worst. This guy at the end of the gig, he pulls up like the fucking A-team with the van, spins up, grabs me, grabs the check out of the kid's hand, throws me in the back, takes me to the airport. I'm gone. He goes, is there any way, if there's anything, you please just maybe get me a signed photo of Jerry or just tell him about me. Absolutely, right? What a story. What a fucking story. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking, I'm having fantasies that Jerry's going to bring back the show for one last episode. This crazy episode called Fan Favorite. Or so, I don't know, right? I'm literally in my head thinking this. I can't wait to get Sella. I get back. He's there. I look on the monitor. He's on. I go downstairs. I'm waiting by the door for him to get off, right? I'm going on right after him. He comes off. Crowd of people stacked down the bottom of the stairs. He comes off. I have his dollar. I go, you won the bet. He looks at me. And he goes to take it. And I go, but I got a story for you first. And he grabs the buck. He goes, you want your buck back? And I'm like, all right, whatever. Yeah. I don't have to tell you the story. All right, whatever. So he walks up a couple stairs. He turns around. He goes, listen to me. I'm going to be up in the corner having some food. So when you're done, come up. We'll have some food. We'll talk. And we'll go over everything, you know. And I'm like, dude, absolutely. I go, I got a story for you, brother. I was in Buffalo, the craziest gig ever. You're going to love this. I'll do my spot. He goes, not you. He was talking to the lady next to me, his publicist. And she's just, everybody's there. Everybody. The whole room shuts down. Oh. I think the comic on stage heard it because I couldn't.
Was it Artie? He stopped.
Dude. And then he just walks up. And the lady looks at me like, sorry. And I was like, oh, that's the name of my company now. Not You, Inc. That's the name of my company. Oh, my really? Amex. My Amex is Not You, Inc. And everybody reads it. And they want to hear, what's the story? And I'm not telling it. But that's the story.
Wow. You went from shitty.
You didn't hold it against him, did you?
You know why I didn't? Here's the deal. I was so fucking mad. I was Verzi mad. You fucking the fuck, not you, not you, not you, not you, not me, not you.
And you just ate it.
I was so mad on stage. Yeah, I fucking ate it. I had to go home. I couldn't even go back upstairs.
Oh Jesus!
I couldn't walk up the stairs because I was like, what the fuck? And I remember calling Quinn. And this is what makes me not mad at him. He goes, yeah, he's laughing hysterically. He's fucking losing. He's like, fucking, I know. He goes, that's him. He goes, I'm like, that cocksucker becomes fame. He goes, Bobby, it's not fame. It's not because he's been like that.
I heard he was like that.
When he was, that's just him. He's just that guy. And I was like, you know what? All right, I'm fine with that. If that's who you are, that's who you are. If you became that because you got money and you treat people like shit now, you're a fucking shallow asshole.
Yeah.
If at one point in your life you were really nice and really cordial and you, hey, hi, and then you became famous and got a lot of money and started treating people like shit, you deserve a fucking special place in hell to burn for eternity because you're a shit person. But if that's who you are, if you're a dick when you weren't funny and you had no money and you were just a shit dick comic, I got to respect that in a way. So that's why I was never mad at him. I don't really
that
give
night,
a fuck.
He walked, and when he walked by the table, I was sitting with Keith, and I just got back. I think I did maybe one of the first times ever I got on stage at Stand Up New York. I mean, we were young when that comedian thing was happening in comedy. And he asked me as he walked by, and Keith goes, so what'd you do tonight, young fella? And I remember going, he goes, I got to get on stage over to Stand Up New York, and he was just behind me. He went, ooh, which is weird. I'm thinking, like, it wasn't even like to him, and I was like, but for a second I was like, oh neat. Like, so then I'm kind of like, oh wait, he's just kind of being mean.
Oh, he really is, dude. He's a fucking. That's just him.
Oh, that's funny.
So now, before we go into your story, that was my long fucking story. That now we're going to get into your story.
Let's dig into Verzi.
But before we do, no, not Verzi. We're going to get into Verzi, too. I want to get into Verzi. I got to do Enzo. You want to do it? You know how to do, you can't read, right? Okay. Yeah. You're in those fucking
Massa
homes.
Massa didn't teach me how to read.
Did you say Massa?
Is that not how you say
you
it?
You say the public school
First
system.
Of all, get over the whole slavery thing, okay? There's a black president.
No, fuck it. I don't care. It's
really?
No, he's blacker than you. He ain't wearing a calculator watch.
Yeah. Yeah, at least he smokes it's Newports. Also,
it's a phone book.
Okay, check it out, man. We got a new sponsor, and I know there's some people that actually said, you guys, this isn't proven. Go fuck yourself, okay? You've never had a limp dick. Enzyte, right now, all right? I hate how these, and this is what sucks about them. They, all the ads for these, you know, erection, whatever, dysfunctions, they always make the guy look like a shithead, just a sorry dickhead. Then he takes this pill and the chick likes him again. Fuck you. First of all, you're going to blow my fucking soft load, okay? Okay. If you're my girl, you're going to suck a softie, all right? Stop. Maybe I'm not the problem. How's that? Maybe you walking around naked all the time, I'm used to your tits. Maybe you stop fucking shitting in front of me. I can get it up again. I gotta go to the bathroom too. I don't wanna know.
But in case
I don't wanna see a little brown fucking line. Take care of business.
Oh dude, that is
the worst.
That's the worst one, man.
Yeah, you're wondering why.
Your chick leaves a streaker right down the ball.
Just a nugget, and you can't piss it off. That's the worst. It's like it's made of like the fucking Aztec houses, those pyramids. It's like fucking
piss it off
Adobe hut fucking shit that's stuck, and I gotta fucking scrape it up with a fork. I gotta drain the toilet. Fucking scrape it and then wet it again.
Yeah, I just dab it. I actually put a big old fucking wad of toilet paper on it and then flush. But I kind of hold the toilet paper in place to like help to make it swipe along.
Yeah, you know what I do? I just
you
shit.
Don't have
on,
a brush?
I shit on the seat and I leave that for her. Now we're even. Fucking wipe that up. It's always black tar heroin too. It's like she hasn't shit in 7 weeks and it finally came out and it just fucking hit that. You know, it made a sound like kunk when it hit the toilet.
Just little discs of shit.
Anyways, back to Enzytes. I hate the way they make us look like crap. Okay, getting it up, sometimes you get a problem. All right, they always show this stupid commercial with, you know, it's like a gimmicky thing, some sexy voice. Hey, you guys want to get it up? Enzytes doesn't do this, okay? Millions of men rely on Enzytes brand for confident performance anytime, every time. Just one capsule. It's like taking a vitamin. That's it. You take one. That's it. All you need for a strong peak male enhancement. What could be easier? Nothing. If you're looking for the most powerful rod, I don't like erection. It's too clinical for me. I like rod. I like to call it a rod. You want to fucking want to hang on my wobbly rod? You want the most powerful rod imaginable? You need to try Enzytes. Just try it. Okay? This is, even if your dick gets hard, it could stay harder longer. Think about that. Think about being, you know, when you bang and she wants to keep banging and you know, you have to think of dead kittens for 30 minutes. Because your dick is just faltering inside of a vagina.
I do. Yeah. I do know what you mean.
Yeah. Well, think about this. All right? This is a thinking man's product for erectile quality. If you call now, you can score a special Enzyte trial pack for the sack and receive a 10-day sample of Ogoplex for the ultimate male experience free with your order. Call now for the most powerful erection rod imaginable with Enzytes trial pack for the sack. Call 1-800-606-5715, 1-800-606-5715, or go to smilingbob.com. That's smilingbob.com, smilingbob.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease. Free trial requires a full life enrollment with future auto shipments. Rewind that and try to figure out what I said. All right, thank you for the sponsors. We love all the sponsors. We have another one, too. What is it? Who is that? Hulu Plus, right?
Hulu, yep.
Where is that? You got it?
I'm getting it on my iPhone.
When you get it, bring it up. We're going to read it. You're going to read it. How's that? Do you think you got it in you?
Yeah. I got it in me.
Really? You think you'd do a good job?
Of course.
Huh?
Fucking pale psychopath.
Is he pale? Is it me? I'm looking around the room. I see different.
You fucking white-lipped lunatic.
Yeah, you. Jesus. Yeah, what, are you wearing? Are you wearing sunblock now? Do you have sunblock on all day?
White. You haven't seen my dad too. My dad is
talking to the mic. You fucking
my dad
intern.
Is so fucking dark. Like when he goes to the Caribbean. They think he's a terrorist because he has a beard, so they stop him. He's 100% Italian.
Are you? You're 100% Italian.
He is. I'm
what are you?
50% Irish, 50% Italian.
I'm half and half too. What are you, Verzi?
He says I'm half Sicilian.
Half Sicilian, and half what?
Greek.
What the fuck is Sicilian? I'm Sicilian too. Why do you got to be specific?
A lot of Italians don't get, you know, they get pissed off at each other. It's kind of like the Puerto Rican Dominican thing.
I'll why though? You're an Bobby. American.
Yeah, I'll explain it to
please,
you.
Please, Jay.
years and years ago, the Moors.
Yeah.
Invaded, and then your great grandmother.
Uh-huh.
Classic.
This guy. This guy.
This fucking guy.
Chesterfield.
Thanks for thanks for saving me before I had to say it.
Yeah, I know.
In front of a
thing too. Great shirt. We made him wear that shirt. No, I'm kidding. Nothing.
Oh, is that what that says? My son watches that.
Yeah, I know. And that's what he's trying to be. He's trying to be a 5-year-old white boy in the country. Asshole. Just be black.
I don't like the shirt.
No, I don't like that you're trying to get a deal with Comedy
this
Central.
This is the thing. This is the thing. I don't understand your idea. You dress like of
why?
Black dudes now. The most black men
it's like,
under
he looks like
30
a, he looks like
dress
a,
like this.
You look like Joe DeRosa Army.
No, yeah, Joe has no shoulders.
No, but you know
no,
what?
No, he has a shoulder, but
dudes
Joe would wear
under
that out,
black or. Dudes under 30 are like this. We don't do the baggy pants. Everything matches. And we like shit we like.
No, you're
we
right.
Don't, we
you're
don't.
Right. Watch an NBA post game.
Yeah,
NBA
they got
game.
Fucking skinny jeans. And
it's the new black.
Yeah.
Stop swearing, first of all.
Sorry, sir. Apologize. I'm really happy to be here. Thanks for allowing
me. All right, hang on right now. We're gonna take a quick break, and we're going to come back with the story of Big Jay Oakerson, the actual note or letter or love note or reaching out to Andrew Dice Clay.
It's a whole paragraph.
You
did. I've seen it.
You seen it?
I've seen it.
And we're going to have, right now, we're going to have Chris, the new intern, Kelly Festuca, actually read his first ad.
What happened to Kelly?
She's in Australia right now.
Oh.
Yeah. All right, so hang on 1 second, you guys.
This is the
you ready, Chris?
Black.
Yeah, I gotta read it from my iPhone.
Oh, go ahead. Do you think?
Go ahead. Read it from your iPhone. Why don't you read it from your tablet?
Because I can't get internet right now for some reason.
Why not?
I don't know. It's not popping up.
All right, go ahead. Read it from
Dear
your iPhone.
Dad, I'm getting married on May. Can you?
That's sad. Dude, come on. Can you believe? Yeah. I found it 6 years later, and I thought there would be a response. I'm in bed. It's 3 a.m. My son Maximus is in the bed, cooing a car. My wife's next to me. I'm married. I'm moving into the country. I'm getting my own house up in Westchester. Not as far as Verzi, because that's too far.
Fucking Howard, dude. It's
are you moving out to Westchester?
I'm moving up, yeah, but not that far. It's that far. I did it the other day, Verz. I'm sorry.
No, you're right. I'm an hour. You're going to go 40, right?
It's more than an hour, Verz.
No.
No, it is.
No.
Verzi.
No. I fucking, me and David Kimowitz, what is it called? We GPS'd it.
It said
an hour and two. How long does it take you from Long Island?
35, 40.
Show me right now on a map from right here on your phone. Pull it up. You got an iPhone?
I've done it from the stand.
Do you have an? It's 4 feet away.
Okay,
the stand is in four.
It was an hour and two from the stand.
Do it from
door
right here. Do it right here.
All right, I don't have it on my phone.
Do you have an iPhone?
Yeah.
Then you can do it because you have maps. Type your address into maps and hit get directions to current location. I love that he just fucking pretend like he didn't know how to use his maps.
No, I don't have maps on here.
Here,
look, give it to show him this.
I don't have maps.
What? It comes with its stock. You can't erase it. Yeah.
Do I have it?
What?
Yeah, you got it.
No.
No, look.
Why?
Tell me if I got it. So I scroll through. I don't think I have maps.
It's not on there.
What's up, buddy?
It's not on there, right?
I didn't bring it. Sorry, buddy. Yeah.
Maps?
That's all right, buddy. Can you bring it up on your phone?
Yeah, I don't have maps on the 4S here.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Want me to read it, or are you going to do it?
I'll read it.
Are you guys ready for his first read? I want to take before you do the map. You can do the map same time.
Okay.
You can multitask.
Go ahead.
If you don't give it to me, he doesn't have it.
No, he doesn't. He didn't download it.
I have maps.
No, you don't have to download it. He just got rid of it.
No, I had a problem with that thing, man. I can't even, like, there's certain apps.
How do you work this crazy?
It's in reference. It's right here, you fucking.
Where?
UFO.
It's right here.
Hey, you know you something? Have, it says listen, I ran out of storage.
First of all, fuck you, fuck you, and go fuck you, Verzi. All right? This is why I hate people, like, who, like, technology-wise, who just are dumb to be dumb, okay?
I bow to just you. Like, the first 10 minutes of the show, you cunt.
Yeah, but you... Jesus Christ, Jack. What
the fuck? I just said how proud I was and how amazing it is that you do.
Here it is. It's coming up.
This is what I'm saying. He's got it right here. It's in the fucking folder, right there.
Open up the folder.
Yeah, it's right here. It's in the fucking folder. I'm taking it out of the fold. Yeah, he has weather and all that shit in references. Yeah, you have maps. Now you have maps, dude. Verzi?
Yeah.
You have maps on your front page. Here, give that back to him.
Okay, thanks.
All right, how long is it?
Here.
It says it right there.
On the bottom?
Oh, God.
No,
give me the
wrong.
Phone. Give me the phone. Give me the phone. Give me the phone.
Yeah,
it's fucking stupid.
No, it's going to say under an hour and 10, I bet.
Give me the phone.
One, you got walking.
That's an hour
walking. It is 18 hours walking.
Is it?
Yeah.
18 hours.
It's so an here's, hour and 19.
That's an hour and 20. Yeah. Fuck
from
you.
Here. From here.
That's technically fucking, that's an hour and a half. Because that's no traffic. Every, that's technically, if you went from here to here with no lights, that's how much it is. So that's an hour and a half.
I'm telling you, I do it. I did it. I got to Stand Up New York in 58 minutes.
How long did it take you to get here today?
Today I can't. I was in rush hour. It was fucking nightmare.
All right. So, anyways, Chris, go ahead. Read the ad.
I'm sure you.
And right after this ad, sorry, Chris, I had to throw a fucking screwball at you just to throw
right
you
at me.
Right at you. You're ready to go. Did you hear?
Right,
how fucking pumped he was. Verse.
I pulled it off though. I'm good.
It was like, you ever hear of? Right after this, we're getting into the Big J story. Get off the phones, you fucking assholes. You're on camera. People are texting.
And I'm texting them.
Yeah. All right, ready? Let's go.
I'm sure you've tried Hulu.com.
I haven't.
But I want to try you by Hulu Plus.
I have. I've tried Hulu Plus.
Hulu Plus lets you watch thousands of hit shows anytime, anywhere.
Right.
Streaming on your TV or on the go with your smartphone.
You might
want to
do it in the fucking mic, too.
All right.
Okay, there you go.
Why stand in line?
See how much better that sounds?
Or ride a train and stare at your feet? You could be watching your favorite shows on Hulu Plus. Hulu Plus is a great way to binge watch your favorite shows.
Do you ever binge watch any shows, Jay?
True Blood. I have.
I love it. I love watching True Blood. You did?
No.
Oh, you were just joking?
He's making fun of us.
Oh, you're like making because we watch True Blood? Fuck
Vampires
off.
And werewolves, dude.
Yeah,
it's gay.
It's fucking Wise. Cool if you're a 13-year-old yeah. chick. It's fucking awful.
It's a lot of Twilight's good if you're a 13-year-old chick.
I can't wear
this
shirt, but you...
There's a lot of tits in it constantly. It's pretty good.
There's fucking
beef, all the time.
Box, all kinds
beef,
of shit.
Box.
You seen porn?
They go down on each other. Yeah.
Skarsgård shows his cock at the end.
Yeah. Does he? I missed that one.
Did you really?
I'm sorry. Did I just get excited Finale. Over that?
Yeah. On a white sandy beach.
Yeah. Here, listen. Here's the deal. Vampires are fucking great. And with Hulu Plus, you can catch up on all your episodes. You can binge watch thousands of shows and movies right at your fingertips on everything, right?
Yeah, I'm going to do that for Breaking Bad. Once Breaking Bad's over, I'm just going to go right into it.
And it's not just on your computer, which was annoying. Especially being, and then when iPads came out on your phone, it's the future is here. You can watch a fucking movie on your phone on a pillow. You can watch 16 hours of TV in a fucking Holiday Inn Express on a pillow next to you. Get a phone call, text message, send a picture of your dick on the same device on your pillow.
And thank you, Steve Jobs.
Crazy. Go ahead.
Hulu Plus is only $7.99 a month. That's $7.99 for all the shows and movies you can watch.
Yeah.
Catch up on current shows, binge on old favorites, or catch a great movie. You can do it all on Hulu Plus. Right now, you can try Hulu Plus for a couple weeks free on Bobby.
On me, baby.
When you go to HuluPlus.com/dude.
Or that's just one. That's one.
That's
it's
one,
just dude.
D-U-D.
It's not dude. It's not do you.
It's not dude. It's dude.
Dude. Yeah, but go ahead.
Or just go to and click the Hulu Plus logo. Go to the website and click the Hulu Plus logo. Please make sure you use HuluPlus.com/dude so you can get an extended free trial and so they know that we sent you.
Yeah, we need... This is the thing with all these. The reason why you give you codes Dude or Kelly or SmilingBob.com. That's though they know that you came from the YKWD podcast. So if you're going to use any of these sponsors, which we love when you do, and you know, DraftKings, you guys fucking killed it last month. That's good for us because they want to stay with us and throw us some cash, and that's how we get to get these cameras and all the shit. And we got the coming up the YKWD Live at for the New York Comedy Festival at the Village Underground, November 6th. I'm pre-announcing that now. And then we have the Riotcast Live comedy show. Voss, McFarlane, Statmiller, Florentine, Quinn, myself. It's a fucking killer lineup. Over at the same night, right after the YKWD show, for a cheap ticket price for the New York Comedy Festival. So we're going to take over the Village Underground Comedy Cellar November 6th. Tickets are available very soon. When you see them, grab them, because it's not a big venue. It's not Caroline's. It's not Gotham. There's a couple hundred tickets for each show. So get them. Buy them all as soon as you see them. That's coming up, too. So I want to thank you guys for supporting our sponsors. Now, you guys listening, I hope we didn't lose everybody.
Can I plug my New York Comedy Festival show at the Village Underground?
No. So anyways, no, absolutely. Go ahead. You have a great show. Am I on that?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. What is it?
What's your fucking deal?
Yeah.
An evening of crowd work and off-the-cuff comedy. And that's a great room for it, too.
I tell you, I got to give you credit. I really can't stand you, but I got to give you credit. No, I'm kidding. I'm going to suck your dick for a second.
Uh-huh.
When I tell you, when you, we did the Storyteller show the other last week for Ari Shaffir at the Village Underground. Unbelievable venue for these type of shows,
yeah,
too, by the way.
It really is great.
Fucking great. The crowd was great. But you and Kurt, you went up and helped Kurt with his story. It was fucking genius. It was hilarious. I was dying. Because you know how to tell a story, dude. You know how to fucking go with the flow. And you just you peppered it in right where his... If it wasn't for him, he would have fucking...
Yeah, I was there for it. It was good.
Yeah.
While we're jerking Jay off, I'm just gonna... And listen,
Monroe,
I,
can you actually jerk him off while we're doing
while
this?
We're telling... No, but I told you this, and I, you know, I don't want... I know sometimes comedians get a compliment, but I think, dude, I said this. If Big Jay is out doing a show, I don't think there's any better comedian in the country with crowd work. Period, dude.
Oh,
fucking
yeah.
No, yeah. Dude, it's a wrap. It's a fucking... And that because that... What's it called? That Paul Prevenza show. Is it...
Set list,
dude. When yeah. I went into the stand and the set list, and it's just like something pops up. And I'm sitting there and I'm watching. A place is crowded. And the thing that came up was Street Performer Cemetery. And I'm looking at Jay and I'm going, all right, motherfucker. I got to see what you're going to pull here. And that fucking breakdancing thing with the linoleum thing. And I was just like, this guy's the fucking best at it. So there you go.
Yeah, he's great.
You're not jerking him off.
Unbelievable at crowd work. Now let's just stop. Jokes, mediocre. His jokes, his written craft, his craft stinks at it. But he can, dude, where'd you get that shirt? Unbelievable. He'll go off on a tangent. How long you been married? Where you from? Anyways.
Black clubs, man. We were like always on guard, so we started getting like...
Oh, you're back to the black clubs again?
Yeah.
Okay. How did you go from black comic... To the Jay I knew, the dude from Philly,
mm-hmm.
to this fucking this gothic.
Is it gothic?
Shut up, dude! You're gothic. You were gothic for a minute. You're not. You're rock and roll now, but you were fucking Hot Topics for a little while.
No,
you got a little Hot Toppy. The mittens. Brother,
I'll wear those mittens right again.
I understand, and I'm fine. I'm good with them, but the mittens, dude. I don't mind the tats. I don't mind the chains, the fucking earrings, the nose ring, the chain wallet, you being way too fat to wear any of this. But you and you still wear it. But, dude, the mittens, just I know your hands were hot. Just holding the microphone, it was too much. And I'm glad you gave the mittens up for the summer, at least for the summer.
Just took them off one day, man. Just walked away from it.
So here you are. We're I need to know. You're in a hotel room before a show.
Before a show.
And you're stoned.
Yeah.
And you're feeling a little fucking vulnerable, maybe a little emotional, maybe a little, hey, man, this guy meant something to me. This is pretty wild. I'm really, and I feel like in the business where I'm at, maybe he should maybe probably know who I am or at least heard of me or maybe, that's that guy or something. I'm going to reach out. To a fellow, not Dice, but a fellow comedian, and let him know. Let him know how I feel. Okay, yeah. So please, can we read? And I want you to read it in your voice if you were doing you. Hello? So everybody at home, please turn the volume up, get into a quiet place, pull the car over to the side of the road or the truck.
Like, I'm ready. Yeah. Like, yeah. I'm in growth.
Yeah. Right now. If you're gonna stop coming up on your train, just miss it. Because we want to hear what Jay had to say to Andrew Dice Clay, his mentor, what would you call him?
My inspirado.
Inspirado. Did you write that down? No, of course you didn't. Why would you do?
Listen,
you have a job to do too. You remember that, right? Just because you're funnier than Kelly doesn't mean you get to fucking not do the shit Kelly does. We need a girl on the show too, by the way. All right, here we go. Ready? And ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the YKWD podcast. Sometimes we're funny. We bust each other's balls. We have a lot of fun. But sometimes we get deep. Sometimes we get to the core of it. Sometimes we want to go. And I know some of you don't like it. I know some of you don't like it when we go deep. I know some of you out there are like, can't just be funny, dude. Why do you got to get so emotional? We do this because we have to do this. So if that's you don't like this shit, turn it off right now. But if you want to hear some what life is about, what we're about, how we really think, you know, the other side of us, you know, because you know what I always say? There's not comedy. There's only tragedy. And
when you peel the showbiz away.
When you peel the showbiz
this
away.
This is what you got right here.
This is what you got. Big J's letter.
Hotel room.
Letter.
Stone.
Letter to.
Alone.
Andrew Dice Clay.
Eating food I probably shouldn't be eating.
We didn't need to say that. We got that. You should have just food, and we knew you shouldn't have been eating it.
I've been losing weight, Bob.
I'm losing weight.
I'm not going to lie. No. As I read it back,
yeah,
it's a little shy out of a cannon. I'll give you that.
All right, let's go.
This is these are the first words I want you to understand. I'm not leaving out a salutation. These are the first words I say.
Please talk in the microphone.
We should be working together.
What? Why?
Come on, don't stop me there.
Go ahead, let him go.
We should be working together. ... Ask Norton, Artie, Eleanor, and Attell about me.
Who the fuck is Eleanor?
It's like his ex-wife.
Oh,
yeah,
who works with him.
But I need to do it as one piece. I'm going to start over.
All right, go ahead. Ladies and gentlemen, Big J Ogerson and his
then we'll
letter.
Pick it apart.
All right, don't talk in front of my intro because you're fucking that up. Ladies and gentlemen, Big J Ogerson and his letter to Dice.
We should be working together, ... Ask Norton, Artie, Eleanor, and Attell about me. Dice Man Cometh changed comedy for me. ... It's why I want to shoot my Comedy Central hour at the TLA in Philly. ...
What the fuck?
How many ellipses?
Let him go. Let him go.
We met briefly in New York City once at a comedy club.
I remember.
I wish this message didn't sound so much like I'm a really shitty young new comic, because I'm not. Just a longtime fan and fellow comic.
He's just a shitty old comic.
Shitty old comic. Here's the best, though. I waited, and let's see. Got a reply back 28 minutes later.
Okay, what'd it say?
This is Dice's assistant updating his profile. Dice only checks his post on his fan page.
Wait, that's all it said?
That's it?
That's not all it said.
Yeah, no, that is like a link to his fan page.
Okay. What did you write back?
Nothing, man. I just ate it.
Oh, shit.
No,
how psyched were you?
You know what? God damn it.
What?
I was about to lie to you, not on purpose, but I'm like, and I'm
going
to
double
check this. No, there's no other information.
Yeah.
It's just at that point, I believe, and you can attest to this.
Yeah.
Because I've seen another message.
Yeah, you can attest to this. What I did was then I copied and pasted it to
fan page.
Why can't I come up with the one? Hang on, let me find the one that's on the fan page. But I believe I did this. I believe
we
I said it afterwards
together.
Right here, yeah. The official fan, yeah, see, I resent it. Okay. That's what I did. My instinct, Bobby.
Yes.
To send it where that lady directed me. Nothing back.
Nothing.
Never a word back from Dice Clay ever. But
can we? I want to get this to Andrew Dice Clay. Dot dot dot. If there's anybody out there that knows Andrew. Dot dot dot. I want. Fuck you, you shitty grammar. That's it. That's when you know somebody stinks at grammar when they had dot dot dot.
You must have been psyched when you saw a response so quick.
Dude, I saw the little one over the picture, the circle picture.
Yeah.
And the one over it, and I was like, yeah, I guess here's my first date on the tour.
Cut to this cocksucker opening for Dice all over the country next year because somebody sends this to him. Oh, that would make me fucking sick to my stomach.
This will never get to him. But it's,
I didn't think it was that bad. Like,
it's so abrupt.
I'll tell you why it's bad.
We should be working together.
This is why it's bad. He just comes out of the gate with...
We should be working together.
Yeah, like, first of all, you've never met him. You don't know him.
Yeah.
And then he uses...
Well, we did meet one time in New York City at a comedy
club. You didn't fucking meet Jay. Meeting is fucking having coffee, okay? Mm. And having a chat. And knowing a little bit of... If I walked you past him in a room, he would go, Jay! Oh! Big fat
Whoa,
Jay!
I can't believe it's Jay. Look who's here. We met briefly one time outside of a New York comedy club, did we not?
You probably should have started with the thing changed your... His album changed your...
Probably.
But you were stoned.
And then ask all these people... Yeah, or maybe, hey, Dice...
Yeah. Hey.
Hey, my name is
Jay. Like, it seems Hello. Very like summer camp bully. Like, we should be working together. Ask all of these people. You're good. I'm good. And I'm not bad. Don't think I'm bad, stupid.
Yeah, I know it sounds like I'm stupid. I know it sounds weird. And you might think I'm fucking crazy.
I'm just being cool and saying you're cool.
It sounds like the Eminem song Stan. It's like, we should be together.
Yes.
Think
that's
about it.
That's
it. You're Stan. You're Stan. Fucking Stan.
Absolutely.
You should kill yourself on a bridge.
You don't ever write your fans back.
Oh, my God, you stink.
You ever write anybody?
Huh?
I wrote Patrick Ewing when I was in fifth grade, and he never wrote me back. Cocksucker.
Why? What were you expecting?
It's a fucking fifth grader writing a letter to one of his fucking sports heroes.
He would have opened up the letter and went, I don't know what...
Yeah, Patrick Ewing could barely read.
What does...
reading that letter is still on Patrick Ewing's to-do list. But yeah. Right above it is learn to read.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Right below it is fuck a white chick. I got a...
You ever write anybody a letter?
Never. No. I write emails. I've never... I used to write letters when I was in juvie jail. Denise Cantino. This Ooh. Italian broad from outside of Philly, Ben Salem. You know what Ben Salem is? Yeah, Brooklyn broad, transplanted out there. Her and her mom to the burbs, to the cul-de-sacs where every house is the same. I lived there for a minute, for like a year. The first week there, I broke a kid's arm. I had the whole football team after me. And the wrestling team, his brother, both his brothers, like the Von Erichs. They fucking, it was fucking awful. This kid, and I did it totally, you know.
Fantastic reference,
thank
Bobby.
Thank you, buddy. I wish the same results to the family, too, cocksuckers.
The curse.
Dude, they fucking, oh my God. The kid was looking, I don't know, it was my fault. I was just a punk from Boston. I was nervous. I was in a new town. This kid was looking at me like an asshole. I just kind of, I grabbed him and threw him by his arm. And it broke. And all of a sudden, I look up on the hill like the Outsiders. And it was like fucking seven dudes with no shirts, leather belts, just, you know, Von Erich hair. Oh, my God. They come running down the hill. I had a fucking, thank God this Denise Cantino chick was there. Her mother pulled up and we jumped in the car. And I was like, go, 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 go. And they loved me because that was so Brooklyn. Oh, my God. He's so, you have people wanting to beat you up already. It's my girl Dice. And then I used to write her. She used to write me every day in juvie jail.
Really?
Great letters. Send me sneakers. Love you. Yeah. I would write back, I love you too. And she used to spray the perfume on the... Oh God,
what happened?
What the fuck do you think happened? I got confetti? Out of jail. I don't need that fucking broad anymore.
Was there some confetti?
I went and fucked a chick locally.
Like? Think was I'm gonna she go hot?
Back. She was hot back then.
Yeah.
But you know, she used to wear... She had... That was when Madonna came out. She used to dress exactly like Madonna. But we never fucked. Dude, I was
you were the bad boy.
I was 14. Yeah. She was 13.
Nice.
I remember I used to try to stick it in. And I remember a pussy would get wet, but it was too... My dick was not big, but it was just too big for that tight 13-year-old pussy. You know what I mean? So I used to stick it in. Wait. And then I used to get paranoid because I was like, oh, my God. I'm going to get this bride pregnant. And I'm going to be fucking stuck. I'm just going to be stuck. And her mother used to take photo. I put a photo up on my Facebook with me with a mesh half shirt, tight jeans, and a hard hat. Her mother used to take photos of me, like do photo shoots.
Like,
yeah, there's a photo
like
on my
perverted. Like she, like,
well, I guess that
like bicycle Pete on
that
different
sounds
strokes.
Fucking weird.
Yeah, my
brought
mother
you in the back room with Dudley.
Well, if you look on the wall, it's all Teen Beat photos of Matt Dillon and Scott Baio,
and
then
you in a fucking hard hat and short jean shorts,
yeah, a mesh shirt.
I was wearing weightlifting gloves.
Try to bring that up, but you can't, right? Yeah, dude, it was. She used
That's
to get.
Great.
Yeah, her mom, I think, you know, she was cool. I remember she brought me to Brooklyn. We're going to Brooklyn, Barbie. You know, and they took me. We're going to the flea markets. That way you buy jewelry. You don't buy it at the jewelers. You buy it at the, because you get it discounted. She went and brought a diamond ankle bracelet for her, for me, to give to her. And I remember I felt like shit in front of her whole family at this dinner. Go give it to her. Go give it to her. And I had to walk at the end of the table and open this fucking $1,000 anklet. I was 14. I just got out of a juvie jail. I didn't have a nickel to my name. This broad was feeding me fucking, you know, dumplings and fucking Hot Pockets. I was happy. And I'm sitting there here, and everybody cried. Oh, my God. She's crying. She knew, too, the fucking weird chick. I had to put it on her ankle. It was just a
for
fucking...
her family?
Yeah, it was an awkward scene, dude. I got out of it. And her mother bought me clothes. My mother didn't have money. She never bought me shit. So she bought me sneakers and shit. My mother fucking flipped out, came, brought the sneakers back. You don't buy my son shit. I buy my kids stuff. I was so mad. They were fucking great. The Reeboks with the two Velcro flaps.
Oh, fuck.
Remember those?
Yes, I
yeah.
do.
Physical.
Yeah.
I want to get physical.
Those were soft.
Soft. What do they call them?
We call them hoe catchers.
Who's we?
People Blacks. I grew up with.
Why you got to fucking... Oh, it's just...
Because anytime you were going out to pick
Black
up girls,
nerds.
You put on all white, high top Reeboks with two straps, and you called them hoe catchers because you went to go get some hoes.
Hoe catchers. Hang on. Excessive! I try to teach myself kung fu.
When both
I,
of those real?
Yeah, I try to teach my kung fu when I sneeze. Like the energy of Tai Chi so I can punch through a wall someday. I just have to learn how to sneeze.
It's funny you brought that up, man.
You almost five-finger death punched Monroe.
No.
Hang on. You take over, Jay, for a second. I'm going to find this photo so you can all laugh at me.
Monroe, you're
yes,
a black
sir.
Nerd. Let me ask
I'm
you this.
Not. No.
How much does a black trench coat cost? What's the fastest action on a shotgun if we're talking school shootings? But how old are you, Monroe?
27.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's I'm over. Old.
You're 27?
27.
Wow. Yeah. That's not old, though, but
he's old enough.
I hear you. Verzi's old.
Nah.
He's 34.
What 34. Are you? Are you older?
No, I'm 35, but I'm beyond. I'm the worst.
How do you scope?
I'm 26. Razzy's got a house with an acre.
I become an elder statesman.
Living the dream.
There you go.
An elder statesman of comedy.
You're an elder statesman?
No. But but Bobby, doesn't like the look back, just if you use like just use comedy as the gauge for it, I think it's like, I remember like driving you to open for you on gigs, like just like you still lived in L.A.
Yeah.
You used to have curly hair. I mean, it's just so weird to like.
Yeah.
It's like.
Me, you, DeRosa.
No one in this room knew you at all at that time. It's just weird.
That was the greatest story ever.
Before DeRosa.
Was it really? Oh, yeah. I took you on the road with me.
I brought DeRosa.
When you fell asleep on me in the car? Fucking mush.
You were so angry. You let it happen for a good hour.
There's no sleeping in the car, man. You got to ask to go to. When you're on the road together,
yep.
You're driving hours together to gigs.
Yeah, you gotta
and
ask.
When we drove to Erie,
ask.
It was like a 9 hour.
We drove to.
This is North Carolina where I
North
fell asleep.
Crazy gigs we drove to. This cocksucker, you don't fall asleep because I need you. If you fall asleep, I might fall asleep. We die. You let me know if you're going to fall asleep. So psychologically, I can do what I got to do. I can get my cigarettes ready, get some coffee, get some music. You know what I mean? This fat cocksucker. I just feel a big fat head on my shoulder. Flop. I'm driving a good hour on the just raging like a virgin rage. Fucking cock, fucking. If you don't fall a fucking sleep, dude. Yeah, fucking. Smoking.
He was building.
I was fucking. Then I just started throwing M&Ms at his head.
No, that was your place. Because yeah, but you know what's hilarious? I get it. I get this very much now. It was all. I mean, it was the first thing I ever did with Bobby. We went on a gig where we did three shows, but like it's colleges, they're all over. They were spaced really weird. It was like almost to Canada, Maryland, and like I can't remember where else. Somewhere in the middle of Connecticut, maybe. But like we're going. But one of them was kind of close. So we did the gig, and then one of them we stayed at your place.
Yeah, you had to stay at my apartment.
I didn't really know
Bobby. In the doorman building.
Yeah, exactly. I knew you from when you would come in from L.A. a couple times, but, like, you know, I was very new in the city myself and, like, not really working anywhere. And just on Keith's recommendation, Bobby's like, yeah, you got a car, I'll take you on the road. You know, you drive to these gigs or whatever, and I'll pay for the gas. You know, it was a decent deal. And, like, I was like, absolutely, man. And, I staying at Bobby's house the one night. I just get some fat young kid who you really don't know. You really don't have much in common with at that point. I was pretty young still. I was like, you know, like 20,
I was in shape
20,
too.
I was like, yeah, I was like 22 maybe 21. And Bobby's I go to his place and like he just goes to bed. He's like, all right, you can sleep out here. And he had a couch. I just fell asleep in a chair. And he just says, like, what's great about Bobby is he does actually have a weird amount of patience for it. When you hear the numbers, you're like, really? He's like, dude, for 3 fucking hours, I listen to you snoring. And just when you see a guy, you're probably figuring, oh, look at his fat. I mean, I'm like 70, 80 pounds heavier than I am right now at this point. So he's like, just some fat guy sweating in my fucking chair. This is like your first place you got to, Bobby, where it was like, this is a nice apartment in a nice building. This is very new for you.
Unbelievable. Yeah. I'm fucking living my dream. I got.
Where were you living?
43rd and 10th, between 10th and 11th. You know, David Tell on the corner, Jay Moore on the other corner, Lewis Black on the other corner, me and Norton in the same building. Yeah. It was a dream place. You pull your car in, valet.
Yeah, you had the parking spot. You did nice. It balls out.
Fucking loved it. I got this cocksucker in my fucking $1,100 recliner from Lazy Boy.
Sitting up snoring. And at one point, like here's this. How I wake up, though. I wake up to extraordinary pain because Bobby, not on purpose, threw it, but Bobby took a fun size bag of M&Ms. Those little, like, you know, once you and he fucking just zipped it at me, but it just literally caught and boxed my ear. Yeah. It just caught me in the right spot. So I wake up to that ringing in the ear. I'm like, what the fuck? He's like, dude, you're fucking snoring so. And I was embarrassed.
Dude, my wife's like, leave him alone. Just leave him alone. Like, he's fine. Me. I'm like, he's not fucking fine. My dogs didn't sleep because of this fucking asshole.
So there's that, and then just fucking nodding off. I'm on his shoulder. Like a
this is what really. This is what cheek. Fucking Maggie made me. This is what really made me mad. We're on the fucking gig. We go to Taco Bell late at night because fucking. First of all, he's 80 pounds heavier than he is. Okay, I know he said 70. I added 10 because I don't believe him. Okay, because I'm fat too, and I always know you lie about 10. So he's got to eat. We got to get him food, and I go. Let's go to Taco Bell, and I'm waiting for this cocksucker. To fucking be a fatty. Show me what you got. Show me what you got. I want to see you fucking eat. Not one time on this 3-day fucking mega trip all over the fucking U.S., the East Coast, did this cocksucker, he ate like this little petite girl. We pull up to Taco Bell. He goes, I'll just get the salad, the taco salad. I go, how are you this fucking fat? How are you? I go, do you eat like the fat kid in Monsters Ball? Do you have the candy bars in your pillow at night?
Like Gomer Pyle, Full Metal Jacket.
He fucking, this cocksucker orders a taco salad, which bugged me. Because I know it's going to smell. It's a chili taco, fuck you salad. Comes in a big bowl, the crunchy bowl, which is just gross. Because you know they fry them like 7 months ago. Brings it in the car. We pull away. He's going through his stupid bag with his fucking fat fingers. Dude, they didn't give me my sour cream. And I remember him going, make sure can I get sour cream with that? I remember him saying it.
Anything Mexican's got to have sour cream.
They didn't give me my sour cream. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. Eat the fucking salad. We got to go. We got 20 hours. I need my sour cream, man. It's a taco salad. you need sour cream with fucking Mexican food. I'm like, I just cut the way you fuck you cocksucker. We pull back up. Can we get sour cream for fat tits? I'm so angry. Then he falls asleep on the way home. I'm literally going to die at the wheel. I'm going to die. For an hour, this kid's on my head, on my shoulder. I wanted to kill him. I wanted to pull over and just kick him out somewhere on the road and just have him wake
yeah,
up.
Yeah, you're right. You got to ask. That's like the rule. That's the road rule, yeah, man. You got to ask.
You got to fucking ask. You can't. Listen, that's the best. This is the sad part about life. You ready? Sad part. Old people are right. The older people before you are always right. And it's cliche, but when they say it goes by fast, when they say these are the best of times, when they say it seems hard now, but trust me, later in life, those were the best of times. Not to say these are great times, too. Listen to me. My friends are still that funny. Do you understand? We still, Billy Burr, Rich Voss, Keith Robinson, and Jim Norton, and Colin Quinn are my friends. That's my, you know, first round of people that I've been together. We went to war together for the last 20 fucking years, or 15 years with the latter of the guys. But today, I tweet, Billy Burr sends this nice tweet to remind everybody that it's, you know, somebody's birthday. And just a nice, yeah, guys, it's somebody's birthday, just want to let you know, right? I tweet back, I tweet back, oh my God. Okay, here we go, ready? This literally went on for hours, okay? I tweet, cool, thanks. I have 27 years of sobriety today. Today is 27 years of sobriety for me.
Congratulations, man.
Jim Norton, congratulations. That's great. Bill Burr, Bob A. Keith Robinson, that's great. Now if you can only go 3 days without cake. Rich Voss, great. Wife, kid, career, good career. Life is good. Congrats. All right. I go, what the fuck? What do you mean good career? Voss, you're keeping things positive. Well wishing. Jim Norton, Voss, you're keeping things positive. Well wishing makes me sick. Hey, if I can have what I want, if I can't have what I want, let me have what I, go fuck yourself. Rich Voss, swallowing, I can't say that. Swallowing jizz, you don't get sick, but well wishing makes you sick. It goes on and on for hours. Just trashing, trashing, trashing. Keith Robinson, Billy Burr, he says, Keith is a wino.
It's just mean.
Keith is a
Jim
wino.
Norton, a late in life alky. Who the fuck starts drinking at 53?
I've said that 1,000 times. But I mean, that's the most unbelievable thing. Keith was straight.
Keith Robinson goes like this. I'm headed to L.A. to smack that ginger in the face. Norton, finally, a reason for you to be in L.A. I'm back. Bonnie came in and took over while she was getting school supplies. I wrote, Voss, if Bonnie... Then he wrote like this. He goes, I'm sorry. I was so harsh. I said that before. It was insensitive of me. I go, Voss, if Bonnie's in the store, who helped you spell insensitive? It just goes on and on, and it finally ends. I'm glad, and finally glad this conversation died off, like Keith Robinson's friendship with Little Kev, Voss's career, Billy's hairline, and Norton's T-cells.
You wrote that?
Yeah.
You gave us all that to tell us your one last... Fuck all you guys tweet. You took us on that whole journey.
It's better than one of your long stories. Had to cut you off. We would have been talking about me and you in a car again for 5 hours.
I think we should, first of all, no one enjoy what you just said.
Okay, you're right, you're right.
And let's turn this over to the Ustream folks. Who tells shittier long stories?
Nah, you're right.
Both are shitty.
Listen, you do tell a good story. My stories. My point is this, is that we're all fucking, these are the times. Being mad at you, getting to know you as a young comic, you fucking bugged me. I was a different guy back then, too. I'm not as mean to guys that I bring on the road, because I learned a lot, too. But being on the road, doing those fucking 7, 9 hour, 13 hour gigs and fucking around and not getting paid great and eating at shitholes and just laughing and making each other, smoking cigarettes and trying to bang broads and all the shit that we did. Now you come to where we are today with our kids. You know, you have kids, Paul. You have kids. You have kids you don't know about, Monroe, or you don't care about, or you don't raise. You'll have kids someday when you steal them and kidnap them and put them in your basement and take their skin off because you're a fucking vampire. You have to drink their blood. But you know what I mean? Like, that is... These are the fucking times. We're going to be 80 someday. And the stories we have, I'm so grateful.
Because
I could be a fucking ordinary dude with just high school stories. I don't know. We're so fucking lucky, man.
No, there is. It's true. But as I say before, it's like you said the old people have it right. Like, even yourself, like, when I see somebody now who's, like, young, even in high school.
Yeah.
Like my brother is significantly younger than me. So when he was in high school, or my sister still is.
Yeah.
Anytime they have, like, those problems that seem like earth-crushing, you're just like, dude, it's not going to mean in 5 years.
Nope.
You will forget all of it.
I had shitty. I remember 18, 19. I had my credit was shot. I think it was at 19, 20. Shot. They sent me, this was back in the day, a check for $5,000. This bank sent me, this financing company sent me a $5,000 check for shits and giggle. I lived in the shithole. My rent was $127. My door had no lock or hinges. I literally had to put it back in like a puzzle piece when I came in the house. You understand me? I had a papasan from Pier 1 that I slept on.
You're right, though, man. They
sent
quick. Man.
They sent me a $5,000 check. I went down for shits and giggles to cash it. They gave me $5,000.
Wow.
I went and bought a motorcycle and a Z28 with T-tops immediately. I came home with a Honda Shadow.
You bought a fucking Z28?
Z28 with T-tops and a fucking...
She got a LeBra on that thing. Remember the LeBra?
What is that? The thing on the front?
The leather across the front?
Yeah. What the fuck was that for?
People wanted them so... It meant so much people to get them. And just like also...
I don't get it.
Across the back, or the tinting was such a big deal.
Oh, the fin. The fin. Because you know your car was going to do a wheelie if you didn't have the fin. Right? If you didn't have a fin, your car was going to... Your Fiero was going to fucking tip over.
Do you remember... I just remembering like those times, like... And it was so funny because, again, it was like we didn't know each other for too crazy long. And I remember like a trip where we were... I think I was driving.
Yeah.
And we were both... just nodding. It was getting to the point where it was getting a little dangerous, and we just grabbed each other's dicks and angrily challenged over the pants. But it was like, I remember your voices going, "I don't give a fuck, dude. I'll stick." It was just like an asshole challenge.
Wait a minute, hilarious. We need to slow down, Jay. Listen, dude.
Where do you want to back up at? We got to those dicks.
The longer this podcast goes, the weirder their fucking roast stories are going to get.
You said we're going to be done at 8. It's 8:04. After 8:04, I start confessing it all. We sucked each other's dicks. No, it was like a thigh. Yeah, you know what the fuck
listen,
I'm talking
dude,
about.
Here's the deal.
You remember what I was talking about.
Here's Monroe's face.
Let me show you on Monroe.
I'm Lancaster.
I'll show you on Monroe. Okay,
show me what you did. Show me
if
what
you
did.
If you freak out, it's because you're gay. It's because you're worried about being gay.
Let him do it, Monroe. No. Just let this happen.
Monroe,
you want to be white? You let him do gay shit to you.
No. Monroe, stop flexing your legs. Monroe. You're going to bust those fucking knees
just
open.
He's not going to touch your junk. He's just going to show you what he did. Let him do it.
No.
Let me just show you what he did, man.
Just let him show you.
Let me and Bobby...
Go to the right.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
It's somewhere around... I think we were like... You gotta move his pillow.
No!
It was around...
Move the pillow.
No, you're right.
You gotta trust him. Give me the pillow. I'll fucking call the cops saying you're stealing pillows.
Make Monroe put his hands... Wait, you almost proved the point, though. He just proved the point. He goes,
take your hand off your
dick. He goes, white guys go too far.
They go too far.
Sure. What the fuck? What does that mean? Hang on, what does that mean?
Do the ass thing. Like, you stick fingers in each other's ass.
What?
No one does that.
Hang on, let him go. What are you talking about? Who sticks?
I've seen it.
Where are you at?
I have white friends that just do it in random places. Like, boop, gotcha.
Stick a finger in your ass, Monroe.
Or do the ball tap.
You're talking about overpants, Monroe.
Yeah.
Monroe, listen to me.
The ass is not overpants.
Monroe, but are they doing it for a good Vine video? I mean, is there a reason for it?
It doesn't matter. Go ahead, man.
How about a good laugh? Listen, you'll do it. You're completely covering the whole
thing. I want you to do this. Look at me. I want you to relax.
Keep your hands on the microphone.
Monroe.
And trust.
Monroe, look at me. Look at me.
Trust.
Hang on 1 second. Let me handle this. Monroe, look at me. Look at me. Stay right. No, sit down. Sit down. Pull your pants up. Okay, get comfortable. Sit down, Monroe. All right, get your junk hard.
I'm not getting hard.
I know.
I'm moving.
All right, now listen. I want you to take your hand off. Just relax. Put your hands to your sides. Trust me. This is not going to be bad. Trust me. Put your hands. Look at me. Put the mic back down so we can hear you. Mike.
I'm uncomfortable.
Put
right
your
now
hands behind you. Just put them behind next to you. Just
why,
next to you.
How are you trying to coax me through this?
Listen. Trust
bro,
me.
It's all fine. I we're want all buddies, you. Bro. We're all
I
cool
want you to trust us. We're gonna, you're going to be, I want you to trust
man
us.
You know me.
Put your hands by the side.
No.
Relax and just.
You got 2 seconds.
Go now.
Come
go
on, man.
Go.
Do it. Do it.
Go.
It was right about here.
Oh, that's gay. Why would you let him do that?
No. Oh, man.
Why would you let him do
oh
that?
Oh, I got to feel the tube, dude. I felt the tube.
That's fucking so gay. I love it. Monroe's gay. Rose gay. Monroe's gay.
You made this motherfucker.
I can't
you
believe it.
Through that
I can't
shit
believe it. This motherfucker. You
all right, I'm going to come. It's time to go.
What a fruit.
I did it for spots at the cellar.
God damn it, man. Oh, my fucking God. Well, Monroe, so I love you, dude.
Group home teaches you how to canoe and let the gay guys touch your dick, apparently.
Yeah, Monroe. Monroe, that's over you go. You got 2 seconds to be gay.
All right, go ahead. How did you not hold to your guns to not let me
do
grab
you,
your
do
dick?
You understand?
2 second, it's a 5 second gay rule.
Can I say something? Do you understand? There's no coaxing money or gold that I could give Paul Verzi for him to ever allow that to go down.
Nonsense.
You understand?
Yes, he would.
No way. No way.
Yes,
I wouldn't put. I didn't put that fucking brown dildo on my fucking hand. They were like, "What are you, a comic? Why don't you put the brown dildo in your mouth?" And
brown dildo.
They had
in your mouth. In your mouth.
Grab it here and put it next to his fucking. And you know, I don't. You know what the fuck? I don't want to do that.
Really?
Yeah.
Wigs you out.
Yeah. What? A fucking burly looking motherfucker like you grabbing my cock on a podcast? Yeah.
Do you what's your concern?
How do you feel about that, Monroe?
What's your concern?
I feel violated, acting.
My concern is not no. Don't
violate
feel,
this, Bobby. Smell my hands.
No, but I don't like don't. But you know what I don't like? I don't like when people are like, "What's your fear? Are you afraid you're gonna like it?" No, I'm not afraid I'm gonna like it. I'm afraid that I gotta go home to my fucking wife. Okay, I did a podcast. Some guy grabbed my cock. Like I didn't come.
And
to
what
do
if
that.
She? What if she was like, "That's hilarious. I'm so glad you broke out of your shell finally."
But, no,
I've noticed that's you've been so uptight about guys grabbing your dick.
Yeah,
it's
why?
Like,
finally, we.
The fuck up.
I'd probably fight with her and be like, "You need
be
to grab
your
my
wife
dick
you
more.
If you are
I'm
are you
fucking
a
do
comic?
That podcast."
Your wife asks you if you're a comic. What are you, a comic or not? Let a guy grab your
yeah
dick.
How are you going to stay up on the
but
road
Bobby, you're
if
right
you
though,
fall
man
asleep?
You're right, though, about the stories. Like, we take it for granted what we're doing now.
Right.
Like, we take these stories like just
yeah, touching. No, I don't. As I'm saying, don't. Like, that's good advice. To not. I don't take it for granted, well, and people do.
You said something. We had a conversation in Montreal, and you were like, "I think about the shit where I was." And I think it's important. You know, and like you said before, corny cliche, but it's true. You think about where you were,
yeah,
and then you think about where you are, and you kind of just enjoy it. But like the, like, one quick story. I won't fucking. I'll just get into it real quick.
You we're on the tour. There's no fucking.
No, but I know you're running short on time. But we did a bus tour. We did a bus tour. It was me, Burr, Jason Lawhead, and we would stop at a Walmart. And like we would just run to the fucking who could find the funniest $5 comedies on DVD.
Right.
And one time we went into this thing, and you know I like you know I'm me and you like we were talking about food and stuff.
Right.
And this Walmart had like the greatest brand. I forgot the name. It begins with a B. But of fresh mozzarella in the fucking wrap.
Right.
And then they had next to it they had tomatoes.
Walmart.
So I'm running around this Walmart in fucking we were like down in Georgia, and I'm going, Bill, dude. They got fucking and like we went on the we went on at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'm slicing fresh mozzarella in fucking the middle of nowhere, and we put on Goodfellas, and we're just cutting up cheese, and it's like a football of fresh cheese, and we're putting salt on it, and we're eating the tomatoes, and we're just shoving our fat faces, we're smoking cigars, we're drinking, and we're watching Goodfellas all through the South, all hours of the night. I'm like, when am I ever gonna? This business is the only fucking thing that I'll ever give you that.
Yeah. The only thing that ruins it is this. Is if you if you're mad that it's not yours, do you understand it?
What do you mean?
Like if you can't get mad that like I when I did it, Dane was flipping the bill for that. Do you know what I mean? And I was like, I want it, and I never got that type of busting.
Oh, okay. All right.
So you gotta let like. You know what I mean? You're not that type of guy. But it's like, you know, there was sometimes with me, like, I want my own bus someday. And,
oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You can't
I
let.
I was going to say, I bought the fucking cheese. But no, I know what you're saying. I bought the cheese and tomatoes. I think I bought Goodfellas, too.
You got to enjoy it. No, even if it's somebody else's, it's yours, man. Your success is that's your, those are your shows, too. Those are your gigs. You know what I mean? That's you. I know you don't. I kind of tainted some of the stuff with my own ego. You know what I mean?
Did you let it affect your like enjoyment of what it was? Because like when I went out on those on the rock tours, maybe the first one I did, man, it was really like four of us on a bus, which is, right. you know, it's like, it's great, man.
Awesome. Bus tours, the best.
Who
fuck
were you
it.
With?
The best.
I did a tour with him. We did one with, we did the G5 or G4, which is unbelievable. I'll take a bus over a fucking plane any day. It's the best man. Sleep you'll ever get.
How was the G5? How was the G4?
It's stupid, dude. You walk in, it's an 18-person plane. It's me, Cook, fucking McDonald's, and, you know, the Terminator 2, 1 and 2. And we have our own flight attendant. She, you know, she has exactly what you wanted as you sit down, as you take off. Your fucking drink and your snack is ready. And
I got to tell the story.
Stupid.
About, can I tell?
But the bus is way better because you can stop at Walmart.
I used to
stop at Walmart. You know what I did on the tourgasm? I threw in my underwear and socks every week. I didn't wash them. I just went to Walmart and fucking
bought
for
new ones.
$20.
Yeah,
had new underwear and socks every fucking week. No better feeling in the world than a fresh pair of socks and a hot pair of underwear. Nice.
That's the coolest shit other than the stage. Like, me and you would smoke. Walmart's we would smoke shit. Outside that thing at the what was it called? Club Soda. We'd smoke. But what about the night me and you went to fucking Chinese food? Me and Bobby went. Yep. He's like, dude, you want to go? We were in Montreal. I think we were done for the night. He goes, you want to go to Chinatown? So we walked to Chinatown. Okay. I had the best fuck. I swear to God, I'm not kidding around. I had the best fucking pork fried rice I ever had in my fucking life. I couldn't believe it. I remember the taste now. I remember if I fucking, I remember the bites now. That's how good it was. So we're leaving and I go, all right, let's go get some frozen yogurt, you know, something. So Bobby's walking. This is fucking hilarious. This is one of the funniest things I've ever seen. So Bobby's walking and we're going, the yogurt place is right by the Hyatt. And he just goes, dude, look at that. You see that Chinese bakery? And he just looked in the window like a little boy looking at a fucking puppy that he wanted. They had a loaf. They had loaves of bread the size of little baby footballs filled with cream. And it had sesame seeds on top of it. And he goes, dude, you want to get that fucking? I go, nah, man. My fucking stomach. We just did all that. I go, let's just go back to the Hyatt and get the frozen yogurt. He goes, let me just look at it. So we go inside. And he's like, come on, Verzi, eat that thing. And I'm not eating that. And he goes, you fucking know he's giving me shit. You fuck, what the fuck? Just take half of it, right? And he looks down to the counter, and there's a fucking fat Chinese guy. I never, how many
his pants, listen to me. His pants, you're going to visualize this. He's got a baseball hat on, too big for his head. He's got fucking thick glasses, just goggle glasses.
Yep.
Suspenders, his jeans pulled up over his fucking, up to his nipples. Okay? Now, this is the deal. We're both looking at these loaves. Okay, these sweet loaves. It's like a football. It's a shiny, shiny piece of
with
bread.
With cream in it.
Shiny piece of bread. So loaded sweet bread. Sweet bread with cream in the middle. He's looking at it. I'm looking at it. He sees me looking at it. There's two up front. There's two in the back. Now, they're not the same. They're different. But the two up front are better than the two in the back. He sees me. I see him. He grabs the fucking loaf like a ninja.
Yeah.
Starts eating it. Bites.
How many bites did he take in a row? Four like this without breathing.
One, two, three. Nom, nom,
and
nom,
then
nom, nom.
He didn't take a breath. I've
then
never
he hides
seen.
Behind a fucking. he hides.
Yeah, he hid behind.
He hit me on a thing because I was watching him.
And Bobby's
and
looking
I'm going,
at him
going. I'm going. Hey. What is it good? And he's
No. What he go? He look. Bobby's looking at him, and the guy's going. And he's got fucking. He's got a cream mustache.
It's a radio
on his
show. You
got
to fucking tell
and
him.
It's a fat.
Make
it's
sound
a,
effects. You
and
fuck.
It's a fat Chinese guy, which you never see. And he's just going. He's eating it, and he's got a fucking little, you know, that like a Hitler stash of cream. And Bobby's looking at him. I swear to God, like a little kid, he's going. He did that like swallow. You know when like somebody he goes, like a look. He goes. Is it good? And I swear to God, the Chinese guy didn't answer. Just like a little kid, he just nods. He goes. Like this, and fucking Bobby goes, fuck it, Verzi, I'm getting it. And he ate the whole fucking thing.
Dude, I got this like
he ate the whole
it.
Thing.
Like the what? The Jew?
No, the dude.
Oh, they said Jew.
The Miyagi answer goes, is it good? Oy.
Oy.
He might as well have. <dude. laughs> That's fucking great.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is weird that, you know, Chris, you're on this fucking show. You're hanging with guys that you shouldn't be with.
Yeah, no.
You know what I mean? You gotta go. All right, we're gonna wrap it up right now, anyways. But you know what I mean. So you know, love this because as soon as Kelly comes back,
awesome.
You're gone.
Yeah,
no, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. You're not.
This
I'm
is awesome.
He will not leave this podcast.
And the 30,000 plus listeners
of your podcast.
No, yours.
Oh, I got more than that now. That's great. Just got 10,000 last month. New listeners. So thank you for spreading the word.
That's great, man.
You guys, thanks for sticking around. We did this. This is actually, we did this actually, and I always like to do them with Jay, but he can only do them at night. And Verzi also, they have, they're busy during the day, they have kids, and certain guys can only do them at night. I'm glad you guys made it. We have another show yesterday that fucking, we're going to get back up online, hopefully. Sometimes this shit just shuts down. And I hate it. But thank you for listening to the show. Let's go real quick around the room. Go ahead, Monroe.
Monroe Martin, Twitter, Monroe Martin III. Yep. And I'll be at the stand and whenever this comes out on the weekend.
Awesome. Yeah. Jay?
At Big J Okerson, BigJComedy.com for all my tour dates.
Awesome. And Legion of Skanks.
Legion of Skanks podcast.
On where?
CaveComedyRadio.com.
Cave Comedy, yeah. Make sure you support them and support Creek in the Cave. That's a great club over there you guys have. Free shows every night, and you get some of the best comics in the fucking world popping by there. Rebecca works her ass off. They got an unbelievable Mexican restaurant. They got shows upstairs and downstairs, and they're always trying to be creative. You talk about someone making something out of nothing. Yeah. Creative people. I love fucking creative people. I love people who see nothing, but and then they make it into something. And she, Rebecca over the Creek in the Cave, and all those people helping her, and the comics going over there helping her. You know, you guys forget that the young guys, you, Chris, and Kelly, and even you back in the day, and me, without the young comics helping us get this shit together and calling people, it doesn't work. All of us together make this shit go down. So make sure you support them over there.
Well, to give us a shout, Rebecca and Christine both produced the What's Your Fucking Deal show in Montreal and are also at the Village Underground.
Yeah, so they're great.
Between the two of them, like, it's because they put their heads together.
Fucking awesome. I love them. So, Verzi, what do you got?
Yeah, follow me at Twitter, at Paul Verzi, V-I-R-Z-I, and my new website, paulverzi.com, has dates in New York, some dates coming up in the South, and please support my podcast, The Verzi Effect. This December will be 3 years I'm doing it. It's on Podbean and on iTunes.
You've been doing it 3 years?
This December will be 3 years.
I've been doing mine for 3 years.
Have you? Yeah.
I'm kidding. I'm joking with you.
How long have you been doing this?
I've been doing it, I don't know. This one, three years, but yeah. I had another one before that with Colin that was pretty, we had 20,000 listeners. I did one before podcasts, anybody had a podcast before Burr, and we did a weird show that was up on the internet and whatever, but Verzi Effect, and that's just you, and sometimes you have guests, right?
It's me, and then half the time, or a little less than half the time I have a guest on.
Verzi's a funny guy, man. I fucking love him. One of my new favorites.
No, thanks, man.
Solid fucking guy. I love you too.
Thank you.
I love you,
Monroe. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, I do. I was giving him. I know you felt bad because you're
I'll
like
wait
me.
For mine.
Well, dude, I'm like you. I was in Homes too, so you know, you need that love from a white guy, from a middle-aged white guy.
I didn't know you were white.
I can't believe you let him touch your cock.
I really can't believe it.
Go ahead. What do you got?
Twitter at Chris Scopo. You can come the Village. I'm all over the Village. Village Lantern on Wednesday nights.
And check this out. This YouTube stream stuff is going to get better and better. Thank you for the donations allowing us to get this. Thank you for supporting our sponsors, which allow us to get this, and supporting the other shows on riotcast.com, the funniest goddamn podcast network out there right now. I guarantee it, okay? So make sure you subscribe to all the shows on the network. We got big, big fucking news coming up for riotcast.com. Really big news. Another show. You guys are going to fucking flip out. Okay? I can't say nothing now, but it's coming. So make sure you keep supporting everything, the donations, the Ustream. We're getting another camera. We already have the camera. We're going to be setting this up and getting faster internet and your critiques, as long as you're not a fucking twat. To be a twat are much appreciated. So email us at ykwd@riotcast.com. I want to thank all you guys who are actually sending emails in and thanking the podcast for getting you through your shitty days. And you guys are really, you got a lot of them that are coming in. Again, we've been getting, the listenership has gone up the last 3 months, every month by thousands. So you guys are great for spreading the word. Keep spreading the fucking word. We got stickers coming this month. We're going to have them at the show. New York Comedy Festival, November 6th. Guess what? You know what, dude? Live. We're going to be at the Village Underground. We're going to do comedy and then a live podcast. We're going to have stickers and posters. So you guys, when that comes out, make sure you get the tickets for that. And right after that, Riotcast comedy show, straight up comedy show. Rich Voss, Bonnie McFarlane, Mandy Stattmiller. We got Colin Quinn. We got Jim Florentine, myself, and some more people. It's going to be an insane lineup. All at the Village Underground. All on November 6th. The shows are coming out. We're going to have stickers and everything there. So make sure you support us. Spread the word. Get your tickets fast. I'm Robert Kelly at Robert Kelly Live, robertkellylive.com. So make sure you get me, follow me on that. You guys all follow me on that shit. You guys know that. And that's it. Check my website. Know when I'm coming. Know when these guys are coming. Okay? Go to Chris's shows, wherever the fuck he is. Whatever open mic he's doing. Go support him. Honest to God. There's nothing better than when a guy like him new has somebody that heard him, and then you come see him at your open mic, and there's somebody that is there to see you. It makes you a better comic. It gives you confidence. It gives you hope. And that's the one thing as comics we need, just the hope that someday we'll fucking be there. You know what I mean? So
I just like on that kind of note, I've had when I was in Toledo, Toledo, Ohio, Funny Bone, a person came to me after a show and handed me a bag of weed.
Yeah.
And it was wrapped in, they made a sign on the front of it, and it just said YKWD. YKWD, yeah.
That's great, man. There's nothing better.
Just let me know. It's like that's where they knew me from.
Nothing so better when you guys do that. There's nothing better when you come up after the show, fan of the podcast. You guys are the best.
That's the best.
You guys, because you know what? If you're a fan of this show, then you're a fan, because you had to go download this, you had to listen to this every week. Fucking amazing. I love that we're getting a lot of girl listeners too. And we got a few black girls out there, Monroe.
I had a black person approach me on the street, and he was like, "Hey, I remember you. You was on YKWD. Yeah, like, yeah. I didn't know black people listen to podcasts.
Now they're gonna we got a lot of black people.
Touch your dick, man. What the fuck?
He probably gonna be like, "Nigga, are you for real?" Man. I'm like, "Dude, it wasn't what it sounded like."
I can't believe you let me do that shit.
You guys are the best. Thanks for coming in.
All right.
You know what? Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop.